Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times. Entered into a chance to win a $100 or chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
The browsers of today are broken. They've been overtaken by a barrage of sneaky and annoying ads, trackers that follow your habits, and cookies that build profiles, and all sorts of other internet clutter that's taking precedence over the content that you want to see. In fact, these useless bytes can take up to a whopping 50% of page load times, with a third of it anxiously trying to learn more about you. To make matters worse, some ad blockers are even letting ads through when large advertisers pay them. But do you really want a leaky ad blocker? It's because of these very reasons that we developed Brave, a new browser that kicks internet crud to the curb and makes it faster, safer, and better to surf the web than your current browser. With Brave, everything you need is built right in. We integrated technology that automatically blocks trackers, annoying ads, and shields everything that can cramp your style and destruct your privacy. With it, you can expect increased speeds nearly 2 times faster on laptops and up to 4 times faster on mobile. And unlike any other browser, Brave allows you to support your favorite publishers with automatic micropayments, so it's a win-win for you and your favorite sites. To top it all off, Brave is open source, because we truly believe it's our web and we need to fix it together. So ask yourself this question. Do you want a web browser made for the internet of today? If so, try Brave. It's faster, safer, and ad-free.
Podcast episode 554. Oh damn!
Suck it.
So Saturday is 555.
Yeah.
What? Oh shit!
Yeah, and I don't even know what. I don't even know what's going on.
We got toys.
Toys.
We got toys.
That sounds scary.
Billy's doing a weed. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I've rented a Sibian.
Is my oh god? So no. My butt's gonna get rattled by a Sibian?
Okay, I didn't rent a Sibian.
Okay,
that's a lie. They're very heavy. I don't want to have to carry it. Should we get like those little butt things that vibrate by a remote?
Is this going to be the...
Why is it going there?
Is this the inverse of the taser?
No, you brought it up.
Well, I brought up the Sibian.
Yeah.
But I was going to use it on the wall.
Wallace, you lying sack of shit.
You volunteered yourself, so I'm like, well, now maybe. I was going to make Wallace ride the Sibian, dude.
I don't know how that's physically possible.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Why he's so full of shit.
You don't think Wallace could ride the Sibian? You worried that this load-bearing structure would fall down upon itself and the whole
just punch a hole in the wall and there you go, I guess.
That's fisting. I'm not going to fist Wallace. He's not into that. As much as I hate him, I'm not going to disrespect him with a lack of consensual.
Thank you. That may make the whole building fall down.
Yeah. He doesn't consent to fisting, but he did say he'd ride the Sibian. He's a
few quick announcements. As you saw during the intro, use the Brave browser. Just if you're on a computer in general, you should be using that to stream the show live. And I know the new tokens haven't shown up for you guys yet, but they will soon. They will show up soon. You will see more shortly. Just make sure you keep using it to watch the show, and if you haven't already, download it and use it. What else? We did something new with our Patreon recently. We made tags. So if you're a patron currently and you wanted to go back through the library and search some old shit, now it's much easier. You can search private show, post show, review, or vlog.
As someone who has been who is a patron and can give a testimony on this, this is going to be so nice because, like, I go back and look for old shows, so this will be so much. Like, I was looking for the Spin Till You Spew stuff, like, recently.
Yeah.
And I had to go back, like, through the catalogs and stuff. Yeah. This is going to be much easier. Thank you.
I never even thought to do that, and then today I spent probably, like, 45 minutes doing it, and it's worth it. We need to get the vlog number up higher, though, man. 11, that's pathetic as shit. Look at all the post shows. Guys, if you're not a patron, look at the post shows. Those are usually at least an hour. Some are longer. Some are a little shorter. So just think of 96 hours minimum of content.
Round it off to like 1,000 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just round up to 1,000.
9/11. Okay. So 9/11 mode. Huh.
So are you turning it on? Is that what's going on?
I guess I could, but I'm going to have to go into the other room and get a bottle, if that's the case. Yeah. So John, what's your thing? Yeah, you were talking about...
Yeah, John's got a special present.
Oh, yeah. So, this is something I normally do for my stream. Specifically, it's like every 10 subs, this will happen. And it doesn't happen that often, but I figured I could do something courteous for you guys.
Yes.
And I figure... depending on whatever goal you want it to be, whatever it hits, I brought this along with me.
Okay, that's the last dab. That's this is the about, last dab.
I did a little research. This is about as much as 357.
Okay.
Wait.
So,
how much is it?
3 million?
3 million?
I think 3 million. I think it's 3 million.
Okay,
I'm correct. It's 3 million.
The silver bullet 357 we had was only 750,000.
Yeah.
I think. If I'm correct, I'm not sure. I looked up.
If it's 3 million, it's like several times stronger than.
Yeah, I thought it was like 2.2 million.
Let me double check that. But let's see. Scoville units. Unit of last dab.
Well, the Mad Dog 357 is 357,000, but the one we had was Silver Bullet, which is 750,000.
Yep.
I guess okay. There's a Gold Bullet edition that's a million.
Hmm. Well, this says 3.3.
What?
So I'm gonna pass it to you, Ben. Whatever goal you deem is fit for this, Ben, I'm gonna leave it to you.
Let's try.
Please don't make it low. Don't make it low.
No.
You $7. Asshole,
no. Don't do it. So what do you think? What do you think? Like,
what do I think?
Halfway or
let's
more?
Let's get
than
us to the halfway point.
Halfway.
Right, is that fair, John?
That's reasonable. 400, 422.
You guys get us to the 400. Get us to 420. Okay. Get us 420. To 420.
Yes.
420.
Okay. Get us to 420, and John will fucking wreck himself on this last dab.
Now, I'm going to warn you also, the problem is, and it's going to look disgusting, it's super chunky. So I can only do like a little bit.
Well, no, you're only supposed to do a little bit.
Yeah, as they say, a little dab will do you. So
yeah,
I'll tell you what.
That'll be fun.
I'll tell you what. If we hit it halfway, I will set a clock for 10 minutes, and if we reach that goal within 10 minutes, then I will do Mad Dog
with
John at the same time.
What?
Oh, shit!
What?
Yeah.
Who are you fighting, Ben?
Damn.
God, this is going to be good. This is going to be a good show. This is going to be a very good show.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm not going to add anything to it because I'm scared.
One other announcement. The beginning and end cards of the show will be updated next time. We've been waiting for the Patreon pledges to go through. We're talking about taking the private shows to a whole new level here. So right now is the best time to sign up. Actually, right now is the best time to become a $10 patron, because not only is there going to be more private show content coming, there's going to be more vlogs. We may have a special guest for our next movie review. In studio.
I don't want to spoil it, but it's actually Gerard Depardieu.
It's not.
Oh.
But of all people to choose, I love that one.
Maybe it's not
solid George. Choice.
It's Tim Allen. He's gonna come drop the N bomb.
I've done that so many times that that's become like natural to me.
Yeah, it's a good noise. Like, say what you want about Tim Allen.
Yeah, yeah. When that's like when I don't want to say what the fuck. That's my new way of saying what the fuck.
Yeah. I brought my Pokemon Go ball, by the way, so when you guys do hot sauce, I'll catch a Pokemon. That's fair, right?
It's going to be like...
Sure, whatever. Dude, that was hilarious. Do you think the zaps contributed to Joe puking? Because he took the hot sauce, he was acting like it wasn't a big deal.
The puking has to settle. Like, I didn't puke immediately when I took the hot sauce when I puked either. That was a good amount of hot sauce. You gave him a loving spoonful. I'm sure it was the hot sauce that made him puke. It didn't help that I zapped him twice, though.
That was priceless. That was very fucking dangerous.
Yeah,
dude, I did a shot glass of that shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's when your stomach.
I remember seeing died, that,
right?
And you're like, "Nope, fucking, we're done."
Oh no,
with the
no,
stream.
No! I ended the. Yeah, dude, I was laying on the bathroom floor.
Yeah,
I wanted to puke so bad, but I couldn't. It was just like trapped. Oh, man.
Here we go.
Wow, 11th Circle. Thanks for coming through.
Thank you for being a
That's awesome.
To the
really appreciate
boys.
It. Well, they want us to be in pain. Yeah, actually, yeah. I'm all grateful, but in reality, they just want us to suffer.
It's going to be fun. You know
what I'm going to do?
I got to tell you, by the way, I did kind of take something from you, by the way.
What's that?
I bought a wheel.
Wouldn't be the first. Nice. Wouldn't be the first time someone stole something from my ideas. But yeah, go ahead.
I bought the wheel. It's shipping tomorrow, and I'm like, all right, what can I put on this? Obviously, Last Dab will go on there, but some awful shit will go on there for my end. I'm excited for the pain.
You should snort a pube on the wheel. Where you rip
snort a pube?
Yeah, snort a pube. Rip a pube off and then snort it.
I don't want any kind of hair up my nose. Let alone a pube.
Isn't it bad enough to rip a pube out live on the show?
So bad.
Then you gotta snort it.
Oh, you mean snort his own pube?
Yeah, your own pube.
Oh,
you
God.
Just you rip it out and then you. It's so bad.
Immediate vomit. Just
snort a pube.
Just leaving the texture.
Ever
of it
since
would
I've
be awful.
Lost weight, I think my testosterone's jumped up. Because I'm starting to grow hair in places that it never would have tried before. And for the first time in my life, I've gotten a dingleberry.
So was it like being fat caused more, like, less testosterone? Is that true?
Probably, yeah. Huh. I don't know. Maybe the obesity blocked the hair
it
from growing.
It could have been. It could have been.
But yeah, it probably had less testosterone, so I wasn't getting hair in certain places.
You got ass hair now.
Got a butt hair, and I had a little dingle. I was like, man, I got a dingleberry.
Damn, dude, I started growing butt hair when I was like 17 or something.
Nope, not me.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. Got my first dingleberry this week.
I remember being like, damn, I need to cut this off? And I'm like, oh shit, it's impossible to cut off.
Is it?
Well, I mean, you can get it waxed, but you can't like spread. I mean, spread your butt cheeks, try to cut it with a knife.
You can pluck them one by one.
Oh, dude. Well, then good luck to try and sit for the next week.
That's how you get fissures, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
That's awful.
I don't want to be. I don't want anal
fissure. A fissure is just a cut on your booty. That's not. You don't want that.
I've had that before. It sucks. Mr. Artful in the pleb chat asked, what is a dingleberry?
I'm moving on the conversation.
It's when a shit grows on your butt hair.
Dumbass! People are discriminating.
Total Saudi Arabia all the time!
It's a doo-doo berry.
They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
Action News.
If you're watching right now, you should like the stream. There's over 500 of you.
Yeah.
You should be fucking ashamed of yourselves if you don't like the stream right now. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And make sure you're subscribed. If you want to be subscribed, you should check, because you should never take for granted that you're subscribed. Okay?
Should we get a coffee enema?
A coffee enema.
Is that that's an option?
Yeah, they do enemas with coffee. It's supposed to invigorate you.
Yeah. Robin Quivers did that.
Should we get one for like one of the special shows? Like episode 666, we'll summon a coffee enema demon.
11:22.
Thank you.
It's got to be like, what is it like? High caffeine, double shot.
Murder Probably, Carrot yeah. was that person's name. I don't know why Murder it censored Carrot. Their name.
But there's supposed to be like weed enemas too, weed water enema. That would probably be reckless. I wouldn't want that.
Bong water enema. Oh. Jesus.
So on the last episode, we talked about Joe Biden and he's getting called out for shit that I've known he's been doing forever.
Everybody's known it, right? Like,
but it's all been in public as far as we know, and it's weird. Here's Joe Biden's response to this, and it's framed as an apology, but it's not an apology at all.
Folks, in the coming month, I expect to be talking to you about a whole lot of issues, and I'll always be direct with you. But today, I want to talk about gestures of support and encouragement that I've made to women and some men that have made them uncomfortable.
And some men.
I've always tried to be, in my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the shoulders. And
I kiss them on the cheek and whisper in their ear.
And whether they're women, men, young.
I lick their ear. Sometimes their clitoris.
I jam a thumb in their chocolate factory like young Willy Wonka.
He sounds like a lizard person when he says, like, I just want to make a human connection.
I would like to make a human connection.
Yep.
Like a human would.
It's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening. And over the years, knowing what I've been through, the things that I've faced, I've found that scores, if not hundreds of people have come up to me and reached out for solace and comfort.
Scores.
Something, anything that may help them get through the tragedy they're going through.
So you got a hug on them?
Those hugging is
like,
kisses.
I went through a tragedy, and the thing I need is a 70-year-old man to hug on me? No, that doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't matter if you're the fucking vice president. I don't need that.
You don't want little Joe Biden to hug on you?
No.
Is there any Joe that you know that isn't overly touchy?
No.
They're all creepy Uncle Joes.
And so it's just who I am. And I've never thought of politics as cold and antiseptic. I've always thought it about connecting with people. As I said, shaking hands, hands on the shoulder, a hug, encouragement. And now it's all about taking selfies together. Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I'll always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space.
Nah, just start grabbing them by the gooch.
The president got away with it, so.
Yeah.
My whole life to empower women. I've worked my whole life to prevent abuse. I've written, and so the idea that I can't adjust to the fact that personal space is important, more important than it's ever been, is just not thinkable. I will.
What does he have to apologize for?
Being creepy?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he's saying right here, he's going to be mindful of that. He never once thought of it himself as creepy, but he's going to adjust because he's realizing now that, you know, it's now
before he's running for president.
He won't run. He won't win.
This shit has been going on forever.
A Republican can grab him by the pussy and win, but a liberal can't.
My thought is if he's already trying to, like, recover on his campaign before it's even begun.
Yeah.
That might be a problem.
He's done.
That might be a problem immediately.
He's done.
You know, I'm not a fan of the president, but he posted this video today in response to this.
I'm a fan of him posting this. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, so, God, what did he post?
Oh, it's the best.
Here it is.
I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. And whether
it's
women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I try to show I care about them and I listen.
Our president posted
the president
that shit.
Posted
yeah.
That.
Yes.
Yeah. Donald J. Trump.
I just think of when fucking he posted the WrestleMania gif or whatever the fuck it was. Oh my God. Our president is a shit poster.
Now, here's the thing. Yeah. That is funny, but let's not forget Trump did the same weird shit.
Oh, no! Donald, no!
With little girls and grown women. Well, just
what
the
do you
same.
Mean grown women?
Ted Cruz.
The woman from Miss Universe here.
Oh, I thought you meant the one that is actually his little girl.
Oh.
Isn't there a picture of him with Ivanka?
Oh, you know what? I forgot to load that one up.
Okay.
Let me get that.
So, there's this picture, and it's got his wife, his daughter, and his mistress in it. Guess who's
Karen McDougal.
Yeah.
Not Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. Well, he's got many of them, right? We're not going to address them by name because there's too many to name.
But out of all the women in the picture,
guess which one he had his hand on their ass for? Not his wife.
Not his mistress.
Not
either.
His mistress. It's his daughter. He was cupping his daughter's cakes.
Here it is, right here.
Can't blame him, dude. Can't blame him. She's the hottest one there. His daughter
is so uncomfortable.
His daughter got a Trump face too. That's the worst thing. She just got that stupid Trump look on her face, but she's so hot.
I feel so uncomfortable.
Karen
McDougal
has crazy eyes. The blonde on the other end has crazy eyes.
Yeah, they're like, put the crazy eyed ones on each side.
Yeah, they both got the crazy eyes. That's Melania.
They'll send you right to the middle.
Melania's got her back to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because Melania probably knows he's banged every girl in this picture. Except for one. Oh, he's banged Melania.
Not Melania.
Who?
Ivanka.
Every girl in this picture.
Billiam.
Well, I mean, okay, maybe the one girl whose hand he has on her ass is the one. That's not actually his hand on her ass, though, right? That's Karen McDougal's hand around the waist of the purple girl.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's funny to say that.
It looks like his hand is on her ass.
Yeah. It's not, Jesus but it's Christ. Funny to say that.
It's probably higher up.
Yeah, it's probably in her ass.
Or, yeah,
He's probably doing the puppeteer. Yeah, he's like, all right, Ivanka, I'm gonna throw my voice. I'm a ventriloquist. You know what to do. Yes, Tommy.
She opens her mouth just
wrong. Wrong. You're fired. No. She's a beautiful young lady. He should be very proud of her. The fact that on the Comedy Central roast of Donald Trump, he said you can make jokes about him banging her, but you can't make jokes about him not being as rich as he is. That tells a lot about our president.
Wow.
He doesn't care if you make fun of him banging his daughter, so that's why I do it. He doesn't care. His only request is that they don't tell people that he's makes less money than he does. So I will never say that Trump is not a billionaire.
You know, the whole Joe Biden and Donald Trump, like, kissing people and, like, hugging on people, it reminded me of a show, not the 90s.
Family Feud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The late 70s, oh, early 80s Family Feud. The host of that show got a kiss on the lips from every woman on that show.
Not just woman.
Girl.
Young lady. Yeah.
There was probably like 13 or older was probably the age limit for Family Feud, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Wasn't that just his thing, though? Like, didn't he just do that all the time on the show?
What does that mean, that's just his thing? What if my...
No, like, on the show.
What
on
if
the
just
show?
My thing
like,
is
I remember
like...
they made fun of that.
I
that's what I'm saying. Like, they made fun of that on, like, Family Guy and shit, that he did that all the time.
Yeah, here's a short montage.
Yeah, it's just that.
Ah! Oh, God, she's feeling it. She's in the zone. Somebody let her in the bound zone.
This guy was an actor on Hogan's Heroes back in the day.
Was he?
Yep.
They should remake Hulk Hogan's Heroes. Dude, these smooches.
I'm not going to lie, I thought a majority of them were like kiss on the cheek, but no, this is not what it is.
Yeah, it's lips. Oh, look at that duck.
Shit.
They're all kind of like, what do I do?
What every woman in the 70s did. Going for the kiss. They didn't feel like they couldn't. That's when we started burning bras because of this guy here. We're like, look, you don't have to kiss.
Revolution was coming.
Didn't this guy kill himself?
Or no, the second no. Host? That was the guy after him.
Yeah.
Ray Combe.
Yeah.
Who was a huge wrestling fan, and that's why they used to have the WCW versus GLOW Family Feud.
He was a huge wrestling
fan? Yes.
Wow.
I heard Bruce Prichard talk about it before.
Bruce!
I'll give you a little kiss a little later.
Okay.
Oh, no!
She's like, nope, not having that.
Is it good? Look at it. Was that on the fanny? Did you give her a pat on the fanny? Dude!
He's like, yeah, I'm going to kiss daughter, then I'm going to kiss mom.
Is Joe Biden going to start hosting the Family Feud now that he can't run for president?
Yeah.
Wrecked. This is so many kisses.
Yeah. There's a lot going on here.
How much herpes he give out?
Do you think he had
someone probably did.
It's just weird that this was like a normal part of the show. It makes no sense to me.
What? I'm sad Steve Harvey doesn't kiss people. Is he still doing the feud or has he moved on? They had Richard Korn. They had Al.
Look how long this is too. It just keeps going.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's kissing all these ladies. Look.
Jesus.
Anthony Quinn, I'll tell you that.
Hey!
He was like, send that one to my dressing room.
He's like, you're getting more than a kiss. Yeah.
Sex.
All right. Yeah, it just made me think of that.
Like, most of these women are probably all happy to do it, but there was a couple where it was like a little creep. I don't know. I'll kiss you later is what he said. Was that the one?
Yeah. I was really young. Like, this is from 1980, so this is the year before I was born. I just remember when they started playing the old Family Feuds on Game Show Network, when Game Show Network was a new thing, and I saw this guy on there.
How good would a Family Feud porn, like, video be?
I wasn't even thinking that. I was always like, what if the dad got mad about a dude kissing his daughter
And his wife,
back to back, right in front of him. But you go straight to porn. What a fucking surprise.
Because they make porn parodies of everything.
Billy the Fridge's mom, I am so sorry. I apologize on behalf of your
son. Is she watching the show right now?
Horrible attitude towards...
My mom watches the show all the time.
Mm.
She's a big Doug to Naple fan.
She is.
It's funny, I was going to say, it's funny you mentioned him. I actually was asked to do Cards Against Humanity with Doug.
Nice.
Today, and I had to pass it up because I was like, I got to hang with my friends, Ben and Billy.
Thank you for choosing the sweet boys.
Of course.
All right. So, There were two recent videos on the subject of the recent article released on Mercedes.
Oh, fuck.
There was one that's a direct response to us, and then there's another one. We're going to watch the one that's a direct response to us.
Who is it?
It's 22 minutes long. We're not going to watch it all, so yeah. If you're the one who made this, sorry.
We're just going to watch,
only gonna watch some of it.
Because this guy happens to be an investigator, right?
He says he is.
He says he's an
I'm not saying he's
I swear
not.
To God.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying there's no fucking... I don't know if he really is or
if
not.
If it is real stream news, I swear to God, no, I'm going to lose
not.
My shit.
It's not. It's not.
Okay, here. Mr. Deadman of the Deadman's Home Podcast, a live show every Monday at Wednesday 29th.
So here's your plug, buddy.
It's a 9:30. Also, the man behind Deadman's Home, what we publish horror, dark fiction, books you want to read, like Monsters vs. Nazis, Bikers.
Monsters vs. Nazis.
Huh.
Dead, and things like that. I want to talk about the Drunken Peasants podcast. Well, I'm talking about this. I'm talking about their response to Mercedes Carrera.
It's not our response to her.
Yeah.
It's our response to the article. Developments in the story regarding her.
Their update.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll just go ahead and say this to reveal any sort of bias I might have. I used to be a fan of the show.
Okay.
Yes, I used to be. I used to listen to it all the time.
Okay.
But various reasons. Maybe it's because of the roster change. Maybe it's because of some drama related to the show. I just
maybe
lost interest.
He's not a sweet boy. I don't know.
Okay. So sorry we lost you as a viewer.
So wait, is he? He's bringing up. Sorry, I stepped away for a second. So he's prefacing his video responding to you guys.
Yeah.
By bringing up something irrelevant to the actual video itself.
Yeah, yeah, it has nothing
It's the equivalent of, like, when someone makes a video and goes, I didn't want to have to make this video for, like, 10 minutes.
But well, I made it.
We didn't technically lose him, right? Because he came back and watched this recent episode. He just, you know, isn't a diehard like he used to be. They always come back.
Really. Oh, yeah.
They always come back.
But didn't the other day, last night, actually, they're talking about Mercedes Carrera as an update. So I listened in. And I wanted to do a response then, but I was like, no, I got to sit on it for a little bit and think about it. And here we go. And who am I and what do I have to offer to this? Well, obviously, I'm not connected to the investigation.
Yeah, okay. And I'm speeding you up now so you can talk faster.
I'm going to... Sorry, go ahead. I'm just thinking.
I'm not connected to the investigation that led to the arrest of Mercedes Carrera. Of Melinda Smith. I don't even reside in California. I reside in Texas. However, I do have experience working investigations with family and alongside police officers, law enforcement, to some degree. Okay.
I feel like this guy is when he says he's worked alongside investigations, he's the dude who like comes out whenever the police are around and tries to be the citizen's officer. Sort of guy.
He's making a citizen's arrest on Mercedes.
He's the guy who makes the citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
Get some light and help clear up some, I think the way I should phrase this is just ignorance. Like the way they were talking about it was like, man, like you guys don't know. Like, not that
you're some ignorance, you don't know.
This is where he follows up with, not that I know either, right? He says that right here.
I know we need more, but for my line of work, I could tell you.
Okay. So you're saying you guys are just ignorant, but I don't know either, but here's my unconfirmed line of work, and I just know
He's giving his point of view on it from the side of an investigator, right? As an investigator. We weren't looking at it as an investigator. We were looking at it as viewers of the story.
Well, wait, no, guys, you gotta understand, he has sunglasses. That's...
Oh.
Oh, wait, hang on. I got my... own pair. Let me get involved in this investigation for you guys as your resident investigator on the podcast. Pen.
I don't have sunglasses.
I'm so glad we have an investigator here right now. Thank you.
Okay. Let's just roll into it. And I don't think they'll flag me for playing this because they're the type of people that like to, boast. Mm-hmm.
No, we don't flag you if you make a commentary. That is
we're
true.
Not gonna flag you. Mm-hmm. And this is fair use. Okay. And like I said, respect for them. It is what it is. Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring up. We're literally bringing up.
Okay, let me go a little forward because we're just kind of like talking right now. Let's see.
My findings are telling me that he took a lot of his formatting from Brett Keane, actually, I can tell by his layout here.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job. You're really working it out.
All right. Let me just divide him a little bit.
Has been left alone with no bail, unable to defend herself in San Bernardino County's West Valley Detention Center without proper legal counsel and without being able to contact my daughter, she said.
Okay, well, time out. Just a reminder, Mercedes Carrera was arrested and charged with sexual... you know what? Let's not just make things up. Let's go to her inmate listing right here, which you can see right here. You can see all her details right here. It's public information.
Okay.
And she's charged with what? Sodomy, victim under 10, oral, victim under 10, possession of controlled substance with firearm. So, and it goes, there's even more. Look at that. Oh, another oral person under 14 years, sexual abuse, continued sexual abuse of child.
I feel like he actually is just reading this for the first time. I don't think he investigated. I feel like he's actually like discovering this for the first time and is just trying to make a video off of it now.
Well, yeah. I think his perspective is worth listening to as somebody who might have a fucking viewpoint outside.
Why
of
are you mumbling so much?
Am I?
Yeah. Oh, it's his penis in your mouth.
Because I'm guilty. No, it's dude. I'm not just gonna sit here and fucking say, oh, fuck this guy. He's an investigator. He doesn't know shit. I would like to refute any claims he has while he makes them, not before he makes them. All right. You're over here like, oh, you think you know everything? I was like, well, maybe he does, but I would like to fucking see and respond in kind.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh,
let's
hang on. One more thing. I'll be right back. Continue.
All right.
With those charges, you will not have any contact with any children at all.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure, okay. That doesn't mean she's not going to complain about not being able to talk to her kid if she's innocent, right?
Yeah.
For the charge. That's not happening.
Okay. So. She knows that's not happening. So what's your fucking point?
Mm-hmm. Let's continue.
Well, he's saying like that we're ignorant in our statements, but like a lot of the stuff he's refuting is stuff that she said in her statement, and we weren't echoing what she was saying. We were just saying what she was saying.
So he didn't listen to what the fuck we said. He wanted to make a video talking about what we didn't say instead.
Maybe, but
okay. He's trying to fill the gaps.
Thanks for clearing that up. A lot of the stuff he says. Is stuff that after he says it, we go and say the same shit he said right after he says it because he didn't play the video any further.
Months ago, Carrera's home was raided by Rancho Cucamonga police, and she and her current husband, video engineer Jason Whitney, were charged with sexual abuse of a child 10 years old or younger and possession of drugs.
And that would be Melinda Smith's, Mercedes Carrera's daughter.
Drugs and weapons.
Okay, who gives a shit?
Some people do.
Okay, well, I mean, that'll become relevant in the story, but...
Yeah, XBiz spoke exclusively with Carrera at the West Valley Detention Center. The interview was conducted without privacy in a public room at the county facility, where Carrera could be seen behind a bulletproof glass speaking to us via a phone device that...
They're not going to give her privacy. With those sort of charges, they're not going to give her privacy.
They're okay, alright, I gotta...
System. I'm not gonna
I gotta stop for a sec. He's implying that you guys are bringing this up when you're just reading the article bit for bit.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's going, actually, he's adding his own opinion based on this. Like, you're just reading the hard facts to the article. It's not like it's not like there's any sort of like skew on it.
He says here they're not going to give her privacy. And then I think immediately after he says that, Ben comments on the video itself. That's not out of the ordinary for her not to get privacy, right? That's
right.
I mean, she's already locked up, right? What can she do? It's not like they have kids in jail. So, I mean, what harm can she do?
Shuts off automatically without warning.
That automatically reminds me of so many scenes I've seen in television and movies where that happens. Yeah, where they're on the other side of the glass, on the timed phone.
Yeah.
Fucking horrifying. Oh, look who's calling us.
Let me skip ahead a little bit.
Can't find out who made that phone call. God damn it.
Maybe once or twice a year.
Okay.
So this is kind of an update because the story had come out, I think, in mid to late January that she's been arrested.
Been for 2 months.
Yeah.
Carrera appeared strong at first, but broke down repeatedly during the interview whenever the subject of the custody battle with her former partner, her daughter's father, would
People
come
are like, who was calling? It was Billy making a joke. There wasn't anybody really calling.
Yeah.
It was you're saying it wasn't not for human consumption?
The kids and all that. Sure. Yes. It's a human emotion. You're feeling sad. Sure. You feel sad. Maybe for a number of reasons. Maybe you feel
Yeah,
sad.
Actually, I think you're right. I think that is what happened.
Did your ties with your daughter separate?
He was doing like probably a forever. Phone thing later, though. Maybe
feel,
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe feel a little bit of guilt for living a lifestyle that led to that. And now, before someone comes at me and go, whoa, what? We're going to get into it.
Carrera insists, as she communicated to XBiz the week after her arrest, the last time she was allowed to make a statement about her innocence, that her estranged former partner fabricated the claims that resulted in her arrest.
Okay, that right there. Anyone could put an allegation on anyone for any reason at any time, whether it be a police report, whether it be a CPS, Child Protective Service investigation. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. An allegation is just an allegation. An allegation
it's just
by
hard.
Itself,
it's just the facts you're reading.
That sort of
response.
Okay? You're going to need a little bit more. And they got a little bit more. They got a whole lot more. And of course, Mercedes Carrera is not going to mention that.
He's assuming they got a whole lot more because he doesn't actually know what they have.
Right.
And he even goes on to say that if for them to do this, they'd have to have this stuff. But then he goes on to even say that the father could have coached the daughter to say certain things. And that would put them in the same situation, whether it was true or not. He thinks Mercedes is guilty. And as a law enforcement officer or an investigator, you're probably going to side with the investigators, the law enforcement officers, because you've seen them in work and you work as they work. And you would think they're going by the book and they're doing the right thing because you yourself try to do the right thing as an investigator. So you're not going to take the side of the criminal or the alleged criminal.
Not. She's going to frame it that, oh, her ex-husband or whatever made it up. Okay. Okay. Well, then how do you explain the fact that the detectives and probably the CPS worker on the case did a forensic interview with the daughter? They did a forensic interview with the daughter. You know how I know they did a forensic interview? Because with sexual abuse cases, you always do a forensic interview. Especially one
wasn't
like this.
Wasn't she just detained? And that was, like, that was, if I'm correct, I remember watching this episode and watching you guys talk about this. I don't recall them talking about the specifics of that. I remember it was just that she got detained. She hadn't spoken to her husband since being detained.
Well, she
and
said,
like,
she could write letters to him. She hadn't seen him.
Yeah, and the only other thing was that she knew, like, three things about the case, and that was it. But and that's not me defending Mercedes. I'm just going based on just my memory of the actual article that you guys read. But I don't recall them ever bringing that part up.
But for this, they did. And she disclosed. I wasn't there. I haven't read the report. But I know she disclosed. I mean, they said she disclosed. Now, is there a possibility that the police could be making it up and lying and saying she disclosed when she didn't? If that's the case, then I mean, if they're building it based on lies, then that's totally unethical. That's illegal. You could sue them for that.
You could, right? And it's happened before. And that's why people sue for it.
I like how they're like, cops wouldn't do that because that's unethical and illegal.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, why would someone rape their kid? That's also unethical and illegal. That shit happens too. So cops doing unethical and illegal things just as possible as people raping their own kids, also unethical and illegal. You can't say, oh, why would someone do something that's wrong? Yeah. That's so dumb. We know people do things that are wrong. Right?
Correct.
I mean, but I doubt that. I really doubt that because...
Why do you doubt it? What's your fucking reasoning? What's your reasoning? Why? What's... But dude, if you are an investigator, you're not painting them in a very good light right now. You're showing that you're incredibly biased. Shouldn't someone that's investigating have no bias?
Well, the legal repercussions.
They should.
Pretty bad. Really bad.
There's so many assumptions here.
No.
Yeah.
It sounds like she disclosed. If she disclosed some things, then it is what it is, isn't it? Now,
if she disclosed some things, and it sounds like she disclosed, but you don't know, then it is what it is if she did, but you have no proof either way.
Could be. That is something that could possibly happen. And that sometimes it does happen. With my experience, sometimes there's a way.
If she was coached,
there's a way to kind of.
It could happen.
Especially if you talk about things that are above. Like, way above, like, their, I guess, their knowledge base, really. I mean, especially in a specific way, like, it's scripted. Like, it's been rehearsed. But I don't know if the daughter was coached or anything. That might be an angle Mercedes could try to use. But that's going to be something that she's going to have to do at this point in court. That's it. And she's going to need money to do it.
Yeah, she's going to need money to do it. He just said she's going to need money to do it. She says she doesn't have money. So if the child was coached and she's trying to defend herself without money, that could be why she's sitting here for months, because she doesn't have, you know, any other way out. She's trying to liquidate her assets, get cash to defend herself. You know, if she was actually guilty, maybe she would try and take a plea deal and they would sentence her sooner. Who knows? If she's really liquidating her assets to try and fight, that would almost make me think she has something worth fighting for. But I guess you always have something worth fighting for, whether you're guilty or not, right?
She categorically denies the extremely disturbing charges that the DA filed after...
Of course. Who would it?
Reviewing the Rancho Cucamonga police report.
So she's alleging that her ex-partner, the father of her child, has become a hardcore Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's trying to gain custody by... Okay.
Claiming...
You know, and that could be a thing, too. So maybe he's motivated because he's a hardcore Christian now, and he wants to coach his daughter into saying some things. If that did happen.
Sure.
But my thing is, if the daughter spends time with the mom and with the dad, right? And it seems like the dad would have to have something on the daughter to really coach her into doing this, going this hardcore. So I'm
is this an investigation about the psychology of the daughter necessarily, or an investigation about whether or not abuse happened?
Yeah.
How can we form our opinions on a psychological analysis of a child that we've never met before? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, as an investigator, he's making all these assumptions with his history of investigating, right?
Yeah.
And all his assumptions biased based on that.
And now this guy has more experience than I thought. That's why I gave up being an investigator and decided to become a stream reporter, as you think.
Here's the thing. If she's guilty, she deserves to go to prison for it. But right now, me being someone who didn't really know her that well, she was an acquaintance at best, who didn't know anyone else involved, and is just going by what I can read on the internet, I'm not confident enough to make a determination until the evidence gets presented in court. So it doesn't matter whether or not, like I saw someone say, she's guilty of sin, never liked her. Okay, so the fact that you never liked her, I mean, what does that even mean?
And I think the next video on this topic we have is from somebody who never liked her as well, who is saying that she needs to be defended.
You're just showing that you're a biased piece of shit, honestly.
Maybe you're not a piece of shit, but you're probably biased.
A piece of shit.
Okay, everybody's a piece of shit, though. Especially me.
God, Billy.
Jesus.
That she wasn't coached. Like I said, I don't know 100%. But it's just...
So none of weird. Us do.
She probably, if anything, if they live in that small apartment and her mom is having sex with all these strangers, maybe got tired of that, maybe hearing all that.
Maybe, if you want to speculate, but you called us ignorant earlier for our speculation.
Doing pornographic stuff in the bedroom and living room, wherever it's happening at. And then you have meth. You have combined that with meth. See, you combine that with meth and the guns, you know, whatever. But you
Okay. So now you're showing your personal bias. Yeah, guns,
this
whatever.
This is speculation, absolutely.
Like, I don't think people should be doing meth, but I also don't think drugs should be illegal necessarily.
And this is the thing about meth, right? If used in moderation, it can help you do more during your day because you don't have to sleep as much. It'll help suppress appetite. You could be the mom during the day and the fuck star during the night.
My investigation experience is coming back. That sounds like bullshit.
Meth?
What you just said, Billy. That sounds like bullshit.
Ask most truck drivers. They drive across the country on meth, and they're just fine. They might go and bang a couple of weird lot lizards here and there. Meth also helps you lower your inhibitions in a way that you might get double teamed by a trans fucking clawed up or big old thudder dong. You know, these are things that happen. Meth will help you be more susceptible to taking some crazy dick. You know, that would benefit someone in the porn industry. And in moderation, methamphetamine has its value. I'm an apothecary, dude.
I'll tell you
that right now. It can be abused, but any drug can also be used for benefits. Just saying right out the bat that the meth, if you do meth, I'm you're a horrible mom. That's
Billy,
not true.
Stop.
It's not true.
Yeah, like, I don't even, I don't think meth should be done, me personally. But
me personally is the operative word here. You can be a high-functioning meth head. You could use crystal meth, like
you could be a high functioning anything.
Moms used to use amphetamines in the '60s.
Am I
going
to get to talk?
Sure.
Okay. Can I? Just making sure. So, actually, never mind. Go ahead.
See, I'm really good at getting my point in so quick that by the time you complain about me talking over you, I've already had my point in. So it's
no.
Moms use crystal meth in the fucking, or amphetamines.
I don't give a shit.
In the 60s and 70s.
I know they do it.
Your grandma was
shit.
On meth, and we're over here yelling at her because she's using it in a modern day scenario where it might help her raise her child during the day and raise a couple of boners during the night. And she has to sleep less, and she eats less, and she doesn't think about the shit she's doing as much because meth, crystal meth will dead you to those sort of moral quandaries. And if she uses it without,
I'm just pointing out
it,
that this guy is a hypocrite. He's fine with the, like, okay, the guns, yeah, all right. But the meth, you're in trouble now.
Well, yeah.
I have the meth there. In the county I work in, meth alone, parents on meth alone is grounds for, you know, intervention, legal intervention. That's not a drug that people play around with, and it shouldn't be.
Okay, but it, people,
you know, maybe legal intervention is
truck drivers do meth all the time to make their runs in time.
You know, and that's what I always try to do.
People use meth quite often.
The child's not going to foster care. The child's staying with the dad. You have a what appears to be a protective parent. I don't know anything about the dad, but he doesn't have meth in his house. He's not banging a lot of people. Well, you know, banging a lot of strangers, and this is a bad thing. But in that small apartment, living that porn star lifestyle right there.
Question.
I don't know. That seems like it could expose the child to a lot.
Question.
Yeah.
If I'm correct in this article, didn't the dad early in the relationship between him and Mercedes want to get into porn?
Allegedly.
I think he started out. He was the one that started her out. Like,
no, that's not what was said. So that's not what was said. What?
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'll tell you what she said. She said that when they were together before she'd gotten into porn, he originally had wanted to get into porn. That's what she said. But
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because
she had gotten into porn after they had separated.
Okay.
Right. I'm just saying, because if he's saying, like, oh, I don't know what the dad's up to, like, why don't you just fucking investigate the dad, too, so you can just have a solid investigation for yourself, if you want.
Who knows?
I don't know.
It really does. It really, really does.
That her and her current partner are abusive towards their daughter.
Carrera.
This guy assumes so much. He's like assuming, like, oh, the porn life. Well, that must have been bad for your kid. So, like, it's so many assumptions and so many biases against her lifestyle and her drug use. But I, you know, you can have a problem with that morally. Like, you can morally think that's wrong, but that doesn't mean she's a child molester.
Yeah, I think investigators get that walk like a duck, quack like a duck mentality, right? Where if they see certain things that they see in other people, they just assume that they're guilty for that reason. They assume they're a duck.
I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, he's an investigator, so that's okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying that's how investigators think. You know, they see so many people so many times, they no longer become individual cases. They become a case of numbers, right? They see these familiar tactics, and it helps them get to their job during the day to just consolidate everybody who has certain trigger marks into a certain case, and usually it will shake out, and they're right, right? Because people are so fucking predictable.
What version, the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, so she's trying to say that he's abused. They do this. They do this all the time. When I say they, I mean the parents. The mom says this about the dad. The dad says this about the mom. No one takes responsibility for their actions. No one does. At least it's very rare.
Yeah, no, it's all fucking...
It's fucking crazy. Like,
no matter how...
Sorry to interrupt. Didn't they like, raid her house and find guns and meth?
Guns and drugs.
Yeah. Guns and drugs, and they found pornography equipment.
Which you're going to find. That's...
Just, I mean, I'm not surprised about the porn.
No,
here's my other issue.
Why do we have to... That comes with the house.
Okay, but the guns and the drugs are illegal, and the...
What?
I was going to say, here's my thought. Why did he have to do a video in the form of a response video while still looking at this article? He could have just cut the middleman and just looked at the article. Like, in turn, it kind of makes it redundant.
Good question. I wonder why.
Well, we know why, but at the same time, like, it is redundant if you're trying to be like, I'm an investigator and I want to get to the bottom of this, so let me react to a drunken peasant's podcast so I can fucking do the, like,
by the way, you used to watch him to suck, now I don't watch him anymore. Like, you know, and let me show
wait
you
my investigator. He obviously watches, oh my God. Or he wouldn't watch this. He obviously does watch. Like, you don't have to watch every episode. If you come and watch, you'll watch.
Hold on, man. Where's my investigative glasses? I have a theory.
Yeah, you gotta get the glasses, John.
Okay. This guy is actually, you know how, like, in the Marvel universe, in, like, in the comics universe, there's, like, universe, or there's World 1 and World 2 and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Which world is Nick Fury white in?
I don't know, but my point is, this dude is the World 2 Brett Keen.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's my theory. He is the World 2 Brett Keen. Sunglasses, has the same format, makes assumptions out the ass, does it through a drunken peasants video. My case is clear.
Well,
thank you.
I just like how he was calling us out earlier for being ignorant, and many of the points he's making after he continues playing the video, we echo those points from the video. Like, just now, he was saying what he was saying, and you said exactly what he said right afterwards, right?
Right, right.
It's like, it's a series.
So, yeah, but he wasn't streaming this live. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like, oh, they said what I just said. He just ignores that we say the shit he already said. Like, the shit he's saying we're ignorant for. He calls us on it. We say it. He ignores it. And then he has the luxury of watching this video before he uploads it and be like, oh shit, I shouldn't upload this because they weren't ignorant. They actually mentioned a lot of the things I mentioned. No, he's trying to make it seem like we're defending her. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I've learned if you take a moderate stance on anything, both sides accuse you of being the other side.
Yeah.
So we have
a moderate stance.
It's fucked up. Like, I don't know if she's guilty. I don't want to call her guilty until I know she is. And I don't know. I don't give a shit if you're an investigator. If you're not investigating this case, I don't care what you have to say. I'm sorry. Yeah, you might have experience. You may have intuition. I don't care. If you are not investigating this case, your opinion on it is maybe a sliver more informed than mine. I don't care.
His idea that she had a forensic, the child had a forensic interview, his reason for saying that she 100% had a forensic interview was because that's what they do, right? So it's like, that was all based on an assumption that everything was going by protocol. And we can assume that's correct. But he had no proof of the forensic interview other than that's what they do. It's all based on assumption. It's all based on his bias as an investigator.
And the recording equipment in of itself is not.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Well, I mean, we have a lot of illegal stuff in this room.
What? Called it.
You are such a dumbass motherfucker.
Why? Did you not see this
someone
guy?
Someone needs to put a muzzle on Billy the Fridge.
This guy laughed immediately after I said that because it got the exact reaction. It was a joke. And he laughed, and he's the one saying we're stupid. And he laughed because it fucking worked. It was a joke.
Worst
it was
joke
funny.
Ever. It wasn't funny.
He laughed.
Not funny at all.
This guy is the
barometer for what's a good joke.
I mean, if a hater laughs, how many people laugh that aren't haters?
Oh, so he's a hater.
Well, I mean, he's over here saying we're stupid and then saying the same thing we're saying.
That's the guy with the bandana. That's the name. Someone needs to sit him to the side like, what? Shh. Stop talking.
Ben did that too, by the way.
Are you so fucking dumb?
What? Oh, yeah. I shouldn't talk about all these Mexican maids we have here we hired from across right. the border. No, obviously.
All the illegal maids.
The thing is, people have illegal stuff in their house all the time.
It's such a weird Mexican maid.
Yeah, the illegal immigrants.
But the problem is, when you have illegal stuff, let's say meth or heroin or something, and you're using it while your kid is there, while you're supposed to be watching your kid, yeah, that's a problem. There's a problem when parents are high on meth and having gangbang parties in the house while their kid is there. That's a problem. If you don't
see
that
was happening?
I mean, and even do you know that it's a problem?
Where do you not see it as abuse or neglect? Especially neglect.
If you're using the meth to stay awake all night so your kid can sleep through the gangbang parties, the kid might not even know that anybody's there.
How do we know there were gangbang parties?
We don't. It's an assumption.
Okay.
There were people that came over in the porn industry, and the article was said that they came over and that the child never knew about it.
Maybe they didn't. If I'm correct in the article, it said that she tried to keep her porn life separate from her daughter. Even when people came over, she didn't let the daughter be privy to that.
And she said many people who came over could attest to that. Like their opinion of saying they have, we never saw the daughter. The daughter never came in during the gangbangs and asked for a cup of milk or something. I guess that's fair.
Jesus Christ.
You can take that to a court. And a judge is going to grant 99% going to grant, 100% going to grant an emergency order. You're going to get custody of your daughter or son.
Until you get caught, right? And she got caught with meth and guns, which if you have guns because you're protecting your meth, it makes sense to me.
Well,
gotta laugh. I'm going to assume that was a joke too.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. You have guns to protect your meth.
I don't know. It says, Carrera's version of what happened on the evening of February 1st, 2019 tells a harrowing, life-changing experience. What she describes is the worst fear of the many sex workers who are also parents.
Mm.
I was at home, got a text from my ex saying that he was downstairs and was bringing my daughter back after she had been with him. I ran down to get her, and several cops busted into my house screaming.
Yep. They did that. They got you out. They got you out of the house. And I'm telling you, the daughter disclosed something. She must have. They'll even say she must have.
Life has been a nightmare ever since that moment.
His investigator is that she must have disclosed something.
Yeah.
She must have.
His expertise.
Solid evidence.
Which, is solid evidence. We're the dumb ones.
I feel bad if this guy investigated your case. How many assumptions did he make?
First, we thought it might have something to do with a fight I was having with some porn people on Twitter. We were completely blindsided. We had no idea what they were talking about. They kept asking us about my daughter and videos. I have had many people over to this house. People,
many people. I'm sure she did.
In the industry. Okay. And everyone can tell you that
the
I always put my porn life.
Yeah. You sound jealous.
Completely separate from my daughter.
But how do you, if your daughter's living in the house, the same house where you're doing meth and having porn parties, how do you keep it away? What do you mean you keep it away? You're not keeping it away. Your daughter hears. Kids are a lot smarter than what people give them credit for.
We assume that the daughter could have heard, but we also could assume that it was perfectly protected and the daughter never fucking knew about it. My parents used to do stuff in the other room and I didn't know they were banging and stuff. Except one day I came home from a half day and walked in on them. That sucked.
Half day.
It was half day,
man. Was
that
the pay you got sent home for blackface?
No, this is a different day. Half days suck, man. Parents never expect it.
They are very aware.
I don't know how she arranged that, but I don't have evidence either way, right?
I mean, it could be arranged.
I do want to look at the other perspective from the girl that didn't like Mercedes. Yeah.
They separated still defender.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to move on to that?
I think so, yeah. Because this guy really, he didn't add much at all other than, well, this is how it's done. As an investigator, you just do forensic interview, so it has to have been done. There's no way they don't do that. And it's like, okay, we don't know what the forensic interview divulged. And we also, you immediately afterwards said the father could have coached her through it. And that would have got this response. So you played whether or not it would happen. This guy goes on to say that I definitely think Mercedes is guilty. And that's fine. Like, obviously he's gonna. He said having meth immediately made her guilty regardless of for having her kid taken away. No meth in a
He's
house.
Just making hunches, honestly. Like, that's what this whole video is.
His idea
just
is
bold assumptions
be,
and hunches.
Her kid should be taken away for her having meth in the house, right? So he's, whether she's guilty of the molestation or not, he already finds her guilty for having the meth.
So I don't even know who this other woman is. I just found her video while doing searches for recent Mercedes videos.
Yeah.
And she claims to hate Mercedes.
Yeah.
But wants her to get out of jail, at least while she stands trial. And I think she started a fundraiser for her too.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Hmm. So here's this.
So I realize I'm gonna have to do a video kind of explaining why.
Does this girl do porn?
The thing that I'm doing right now.
I don't know. I said I don't.
I was literally thinking the same.
I'll start this off by saying that I don't like Mercedes Carrera. We're not friends. We're actually mortal enemies. We're the exact opposite when it comes to the political spectrum. So she's like a very extreme right type of person, supports Paul Joseph Watson, was on the Daily Caller, supported Proud Boys for years. So she's that kind of person. So over the years, she's like amassed this.
Really?
What should I say it? She was a part of Gamergate, so she understood how to create like a big fan base that knew how to dogpile people, knew how to dox people, like, and just kind of got into the groove of doing that whole.
Both sides know how to dogpile people.
So that was
they both dox people. They both attack people's jobs and open up on their jobs.
Both sides.
It's not just the extreme right. It's also the extreme left. It's a tactic that's used because once one side uses it, the other side sees it's effective.
And when you get far enough, on either side, you block and refuse to acknowledge the people that are even like left or right of center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you defend bad behavior on your side because.
And you do guilt by association
on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, again, this isn't to be mean. I'm just like pointing out that when you create a follower base like that, I don't think they're that supportive. Hey, that was a little mean. just an observation that I've noticed, which is kind of sad because from what I know about her, her relationship with her family is a little bit not good.
Especially
and I
would
say that
daughter.
Because if I was in her shoes right now, my parents would be fighting like hell to get me help. And I wouldn't be waiting 2 months in a jail cell by myself.
Does Mercedes even have parents? Like, isn't she in her 30s? Like, they could be gone.
Oh, that's more assumptions. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And by the way, here's the thing. If you were accused of these same crimes in the same area that she's accused of it, the law says there's no bail, so your parents wouldn't be able to get you out.
Like, well, the law didn't say there was no bail, right? The judge,
no, it was no bail offense.
The judge, is it a no bail offense?
Yes,
because I thought they were talking about the bail being up to $1 million.
I'm pretty sure they said it was. I think they started with the million, and then it was no bail.
And the judge said no bail. The judge,
okay. Yeah, the no judge bail. Said no bail.
Okay, well, if there's no bail, then your dad could be a billionaire, and he's not getting you out.
Her saying that she obviously doesn't have a good relationship with her parents because her parents aren't bailing her out is like a weird thing to claim, right? It's a weird flex.
Yeah. But, weird flex,
so
but okay.
The fact that she's, I feel bad. She's in a detention center, and I've been in a detention center. They're not fun, okay? I was 5 years old.
Is this your kind of woman, Billy?
Oh, yeah. I love detention center women.
Yeah.
Orange is the new hard-on.
I was in a detention center and they treated me like a criminal. So it's shit. Like the whole prison system, the whole justice system.
They treated you like a criminal in a detention center.
She said she was 5 years old though.
Yeah.
So that sucks. Like it does suck. A 5 year old is going to be treated like a criminal in a detention center because detention center is cold and fucking.
And I think when it comes to this whole thing, one of the things I noticed is that people are so quick to like give up. Kind of like if you're caught by the police, or if they break into your house and they accuse you of something, people are so quick to just not do anything, to kind of just assume that the police is right. And to, I don't know. It's like we let people just get carried off and get stripped of their freedom and humanity far away and just kind of assume that it's whatever. And well, they're guilty and they deserve it. And I think I really want to get us out of that mentality of like, these people deserve this. For what?
I don't know. For the fact that this is the most stupid fucking retort I think I've ever heard.
Should I speed her up?
We go back to the other video. This one's making me bored.
Yeah,
as
all
fuck.
She's doing is sitting here saying, "Well, I hate her. She likes the Proud Boys, but you know, the police could be wrong too. Let's just defend her. Let's just defend her because." Maybe we should defend her, but
I was 6 by an uncle of mine, and it happened for several months until I could work up the courage to tell my parents. And I was lucky because my parents believed me, but they didn't call the police because it was my mother's brother. So
that sucks.
She just couldn't bring herself.
Yeah.
So we ended up moving and getting like our own house.
You got them.
So that's why I live like this now, but. Yeah, it sucks. So I couldn't report. I told my therapist about it, and my therapist didn't report anything. So I waited until I was like 18 years old, and then I reported it myself. And the police didn't do anything because it was over the statute of limitations. So there's that.
That sucks.
It sucks with child molestation.
It does
because,
suck.
It's really underreported, and the police aren't that great about it. There's such a low rate of persecution, actually being able to get justice when it comes to that.
Okay, so she's saying on one hand, it's so hard to get justice for child molestation, but in the other hand, she's saying we have to defend Mercedes Carrera here for accusations of child molestation. I'm so confused by this. If it's hard to charge somebody with sexual molestation and Mercedes is being charged by it, why do we have to defend her? My mind's being blown a little bit here. Yeah, I'm fucking lost.
Fuck. Ben, fuck you. Why did we have to get this one? Can I go back to being an investigator again?
Everything about the story when it came out in the news was really sketchy. They had the names wrong, for instance.
That's true.
I don't know if the guy is her husband or whatever.
The
but
Jay
they
Allen
had
name.
His name switched with another person.
That is true. Yeah.
The cops did say that there were 4 months of investigation, but the charges covered over a year and a half.
And they didn't even have the right name.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
There was a lot
How
of
well
sketchiness.
Are you investigating?
There was a lot of sketchiness. She's not wrong
and,
there.
You know, they were destroying two lives in one because they got the name switched. The police and the media kind of made it a big deal that she had a camming set up, which really just shows a prejudice and an ignorance.
Yeah.
Because that would have nothing to do unless, like, they were filming it, which by now, I think if that was something that had actually happened, the police would have reported that by now, but they haven't.
Pause.
Would they report it, though?
Pause, which, by the way, I believe, Ben, you've said multiple times, if there is video, they will have it in court, and we'll know for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they would report the video publicly.
I don't know.
If they would wait until court. Because you don't want...
That's
don't,
what I'm saying. If
the whole thing with a jury, when you're selecting a jury, is you don't want them to know anything about the case, right? So this vital information about having a porn tape of it, that would become public, and then the jurors that knew that would no longer be unbiased because they'd have an outside public opinion of this. Then they would not release that information to the media.
No, of course.
It wouldn't.
It's been 2 months, and we haven't had any news that that was something that happened, and yet it was mentioned in the original reporting. So it just seems very sketchy. So she is being held without bail, and she has a public defender who's really overworked and kind of doesn't care. He hasn't met with her once, and it's been 2 months. The first moment that she got into the detention center, they didn't feed her, which again, very much mirrors my own experience when I was in a detention center when I was like 5. They don't really feed you. They don't really care because they don't really see you as a human being anymore. And personally, I don't feel like anybody should be treated
They
like
especially
that,
but... don't see you as a human being when they put you in the green outfit instead of the orange.
I was just thinking about that. Shit. Yeah.
The green outfit is for the predators, the sexual molesters and stuff, and they treat you like subhuman pieces of shit when you're in the
baby
green outfit.
Baby killers, as they were quoted.
Yeah, baby killers.
Wow.
So it's definitely not treated like a human when you're wearing the fucking unhumane tuxedo.
It's true.
The dog shit tuxedo is the green suit.
Isn't there a retarded suit, too?
Is there?
In jail?
I'd want that one. They probably give you extra crackers.
I could have sworn one time I saw, I think it was on Orange is the New Black.
The one
woman on there tried to, like, get everyone to think she was a retard so she could go into, like, the retard cell block.
I don't know. Maybe there's a special cell block. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's so normalized.
So I listen to you with your hangover fucking pronunciation of that. He was so retarded.
Let it happen. So that is why I set up this fundraiser, hoping that maybe we could try to do something. I'm going to try to see what I can do because it sucks, you know?
Pause. I don't think she really there's an issue with your fundraiser because, don't mind me, it's a no fucking bail offense.
Well, she could use the funds to get a better lawyer. A better lawyer, right?
If she fucking pocketed it, that would be the biggest fucking twist of this entire fucking deal.
I wouldn't blame
Holy
her.
Shit.
Scam all you want, woman. You said you hated Mercedes anyways. She's using
your
this
mortal
to scam
enemies.
Her. I know. Boom. Call her mortal enemies in the opening. I'd be like, damn, this broad's crazy. She fucking did it. She scammed all this money.
This is like the most unreliable narrative shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
God.
Has a lot of people. I don't think she has a lot of good people in her life. I'm not saying that to be mean, but, like, you know, you look at the people she hangs out with, and they're all shitty
they're
people.
They're all porn Billy stars. Billy
they're all shitty people
see?
That just kind
Sometimes
of...
Sometimes your words
the thing
just
that gets them off, the thing that...
And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they broke, and you're so paid.
That's
Damn.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, Brian.
That was. Thank you.
Keep it going so my face can hurt later.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're less than $200 away.
No, we're not less because it's 420. We said 420.
Oh, 420. Okay.
We got to double this bitch up. We got to double this bitch. Double this bitch.
And then the 10-minute clock will start. And if that happens, then if we get to 500, I will burn my face off. We'll just do it at the same time.
Oh. Gets them excited. Okay. Is ruining people's lives. Is viewing certain people as undeserving. I mean, we can't be like that anymore. We can't. We're going to destroy the planet and we're going to destroy each other's lives. And it's not good, you guys, to like not care. We have like the biggest
not good to not care.
Number of people behind bars in the entire world. That's not a good record. And it's not making us safer. It really isn't. We're not fixing child molestation doing this. We're not getting justice.
Prison's not reform, right? It's they say it is, but all that prison makes you is a better criminal. It gives you more incentive to go back in. Because when you get out, you have to pay for all the fucking days.
How do you feel about forced chemical castration?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, cause, like they do that in some countries for people.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It like takes away their libido for the most part.
I don't know. Like I'd just as soon like pop them in the back of the head, you know? I don't. If you're going to go as far as to castrate them.
I mean,
even without the libido. Head.
Well, I mean, we don't even do that for, like, mass murderers.
But I'm saying, if you're going to castrate them, that doesn't guarantee they're not going to still have some sick thoughts.
They don't literally get castrated.
Well, yeah, but
it's just like a blocker, essentially.
Just because their libido's gone doesn't mean it's going to change their psyche, and they're not going to be able to go out there and do all the gross shit they're doing anyways.
Sure, maybe. I would say, like, chemically removing their libido would definitely...
It would
change the behavior.
You would hope, but it doesn't stop them from fucking having any other psychological issue that makes them do it. The libido's not everything.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a big part of it.
Some of the people behind bars have had a great injustice done upon them. Most people in prison don't deserve to be there. And I think we kind of lie to ourselves and tell ourselves that they all deserve to be there and this is just the way it has to be. And it just
I mean, except for the people who do deserve to be there, right?
The fact that we have so many people in prison in the United States, the highest prison population, number one for incarceration, I would say the majority of people in prison don't deserve to be there. I would say that there's better programs for these people that would make them better functioning members of society outside of prison if we made them go through those programs instead of prison. But prison is a for-profit industry in this country, and this is a capitalist country, so they're making money off these fucking people's backs.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying, like, obviously there's people who, like, wrong place, wrong time people have got shitty sentences for something that probably shouldn't, I mean... Like, look at people who, in this day and age, people who are arrested for weed crimes. Like, fucking, that's, in this day and age, really, that's not, they should be getting sentences like they are. But there's some out there that definitely do deserve it. And I do agree, like, certain programs, I think, would be a much better way of handling it. But you can't deny there are some.
I'm not saying there aren't some that deserve incarceration. I'm saying that there's probably more people who don't deserve it and would better benefit from a different plan. A different scenario. Hannibal Monty are watching. When I said that was me, I wasn't talking about the high billy. Just thought.
I'll read it later.
Yeah.
I think we got the gist of what she's saying.
Okay.
We're going to play a quick word from our sponsors. We will be right back.
Most people are in prison for weed, somebody said.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, and I would say anybody in prison for weed doesn't deserve to be in prison. Unless it was a violent weed crime where you pistol whip somebody for a 20 sec. Then maybe you should be in prison.
Yeah.
Pistol whip somebody with...
That's assault. I mean, that's not necessarily a weed crime anymore, right?
Yeah.
So...
That's what happens when you hurt someone with blunt force trauma. Oh!
We'll be right back. It's only going to take 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. And you should totally sign up for this shit.
Do it.
It's an app that allows you to earn tokens while you listen to podcasts. And if you listen to ours right now, you actually get a bonus. We're in the bonus section.
Ooh.
Yeah. They decided we're that fucking amazing.
It's true.
So you should do that. And then you can earn shit like Amazon gift cards, all kinds of shit. Check it out.
Earn a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can actually get paid just for listening to this podcast? Might sound insane, but it's true. And you can do it with the new free app called PodCoin. It literally pays you to listen to podcasts like the Drunken Peasants. Here's how it works. Listen to podcasts and earn PodCoin while you listen. Then turn that PodCoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon or Starbucks. Or, if you're a good person, you can even donate the PodCoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. Download PodCoin app right now on iPhone or Android and use our code PEASANTS, that's P-E-A-S-A-N-T-S, and you'll receive 300 PodCoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or an Amazon gift card on us. So listen to the podcast, or virtually any podcast on PodCoin, and sign up with the code PEASANTS, P-E-A-S-A-N-T-S, to start earning today. It'll change the way you listen to podcasts.
We're back.
All right,
we back. See, that didn't take long, guys. We're back already. Only 50 of you left.
Nice.
They'll all come back. They miss us.
So quick reminder, Brave Browser, please use it to watch the show. Hey, Billy, have you ever heard of the Wrestle Rock Rumble? Yeah, I think we watched
that. It's the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we watched that.
Yeah.
On a post show.
It's the Super Bowl Shuffle rap, right?
Yeah. The Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Instead of the Super Bowl
Shuffle. It was
Shuffle.
AWA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Scott Hall and
Razor
Kurt Hennig.
Ramon and Kurt Hennig and Shawn Michaels. Oh, it's pretty bad.
By the way, now is a great time to become a patron because I've organized shit.
There we go.
So you can, it's a lot easier to find all the content. And for those of you who have never watched a post show, now I know. I didn't even realize this. I'm like, holy shit, we've done 96 of those fucking things. That's like a show in itself. The length of that. A lot of shows out there are only about an hour to an hour and a half long.
And the crazy thing about the post show is that we're all stars now in the post show.
The crazy thing about it is that we do it after we do this.
Yeah, we bring in fans and stuff and we have little conversations. And
yeah.
Sometimes Ben says something really smart that we should have had on the main show, so I have to steal it from him and say it the next main show.
Okay.
That's how you get your material, man. It works.
Yeah. And for those of you that didn't see earlier, we have the $420 goal. If we get to $420, John Page is going to get that last dab. The hot last dab. So many Scoville units. Got more Scoville units than I have bank account dollars or pennies or whatever. It's fucking huge. It's
same.
Millions. Millions.
Same, fam. Same.
Millions. And if we hit 500 within 10 minutes after we hit 420, Ben's going to do the fucking 750,000 Scoville unit sauce drop. So it's nasty, man.
It's got a bullet on it.
Yeah. It's nasty, man.
Nice.
Should I do like a shot glass of it again?
Why?
Or will the show have to end?
The show will end.
Don't do a shot glass. Just do like maybe like a little, like if you got like a chip or something like that, that'll suffice.
Ben wants to do
baby
a murder.
Chip just...
And by the way, if you look down the thumbnail for the vlog section, it's hilarious. It's me. Like, I did do a few like exercise videos. They're so fucking cringy.
Buff Benjamin.
Yeah. And then I got lazy and stopped doing it. I've done it again since, but I didn't film it.
Someone in the fucking chat said, smoke a dab of the hot sauce in a dab rig. And I'm like,
I don't have one.
No, I immediately flash back to that dude who vaped Carolina Reaper.
Oh!
Damn.
Ugh. I immediately go to that. Fuck.
Look at the thumbnail for the review section. You can see me and Billy and Joe, we watched the 1998 Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie.
Yeah, it was so bad.
With David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury.
I mean, you can't hassle the Hoff, though. Did he hassle you?
Fuck yeah, it was a terrible movie.
He absolutely
hassled you. I'll tell you what, though. I didn't realize that one of Nick Fury's superpowers is that he has a never-ending cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, it was really funny. he was swimming underwater, and he came up out with the cigar still in his mouth.
Yeah, this was like an artistic choice of the director. like, fuck yeah, come out of the water with the cigar hanging out of your mouth. And before you know it, it's like magically lit again.
Yeah. It was a fun bad movie. It was definitely bad though.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Should we read some of these Streamlabs now that we're back from
the
break?
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, daddy. Yeah, daddy.
Yeah.
Oh god.
We got a few new $10 patrons.
Nice.
Zach Perez became a $10 patron. Thank you. That means you get the post show, so you get all 96 post shows. You get everything here. You qualify for the whole shebang. All of these playlists, which is our pretty much everything. All of our paid content.
Everything.
So we saw 11 Circle earlier. Murdered Carrot gave us $15 Canadian. Here you go. Thank you. Thank you. Zach, longtime viewer here. I've kept up with the show after the split. It's been great. Love you, Bampai, Young Bill Fridge. Dope, I'll be in Seattle this July. Maybe I can say hi in a non-creepy way, like in a public place or DP meetup.
In a public space? Maybe we'll do a meetup or something. I don't know. I would love to do something meetup-wise soon. I want to go to New York City, dude.
Come to New York City. I will definitely be meeting you there.
Hell yeah. I also want to go to Miami. I also want to go to, I'm going to be at VidCon. I don't know if Benjamin's going to go or not, but so there'll be places for people to come touch tips.
Fidel Castro, $3. Would it be bad to have both an ice cream and chocolate milkshake? Billy, how much dairy is too much?
I mean, you can have as much of anything as you want, right? You'll just become a fat ass. You want to be a fat ass? Too much would be anything that makes you sick or anything above the caloric count that keeps you at your targeted
weight. I would say
weight.
Anything that makes you feel like you're pregnant.
My barometer for too much would be if you took the scene from Scarface where he's sitting at the table and there's that mound of cocaine. If you replaced it with ice cream, that's too much.
That's a lot of
That's
ice cream.
Absolutely too much.
Yeah, that
just
might
just bury your face deep in it.
That might be too much.
Yeah, way too much. hey Ben.
Yeah.
Did you download those Hey Bens I sent you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, and I will play them in just a second.
I'm trying to start a meme chat.
If Hannibal and Monty are watching. When I said that was me, I wasn't talking about the high Billy. Just thought I'd put that out there before another white guy gets accused of appropriating something.
I have no idea what that alludes to. Fucking white people. Confusing.
We also got another $10 patron just 6 minutes ago.
Nice.
Thank you for being... tonight's post show is going to be magical and you're not going to be able to see it on Twitch. So, we're going to talk about glitter bombs.
Glitter bombs?
Yeah.
Glitter bombs? What?
Yeah. We're going to have a
have
nice
Have you received
long...
a couple?
I actually have a long time ago, but someone else received one recently.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about it on the post show.
Corkscrew penises.
And I'll give you a clue.
Individual situation.
Oh, check out this beautiful my asshole. God. Yes!
The individual Brett Keane segment situation.
Low key, I really wanted to be here for an individual segment situation. It's finally happened. I can die happy now.
Oh, yeah, this is happening in the post show tonight.
In the post show. This is the teaser situation. So it's a glitter bomb?
He got. Someone got
oh my gosh.
Someone got a glitter bomb.
Oh my gosh. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
How could someone do that?
Atheist glitter bomb me.
Oh, just
probably
wait.
Some
dude,
gay atheists. Gay theists.
It's so funny. I know you haven't even watched it, but you've already summed it up.
Oh shit.
Everybody go home. Or no, come to the post show. Come
yeah,
to the post
yeah,
show.
Yeah, post show.
Do it.
All right.
Men looking for men. I like how they drew more bitch tits on Beast's body.
That's the most action the Beast has ever gotten.
Yeah. Poor G-Time Johnny. That's just the real
deal. Right, I'm going to be honest, I actually really love this intro, even though everyone is not a fan. I think it's pretty endearing.
I like the intro. I think the fact that we had two intros hit at the same time kind of like threw everybody off. That people were taking sides on which intro was
the other the intro superior. Got us content ID.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Adolphins.
I have this one just because we have John here.
Oh, yeah?
But
is it what I think it is?
But first, I would like John to explain how he ruined our DSP interview.
How do you want to break this down again? Because I warned you? That was what it was. I warned you he was going to do this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I'm kind of known for being a little bit of a DSP historian. And Ben mentioned to me that he was like, hey, I might be setting up an interview. And I was like, holy shit, this is actually happening.
He did agree to it.
Yeah, he did agree to it. And one thing led to another. And he started saying along the lines of, like, if I'm correct, he was like, oh, it seems a bunch of people in my chat are telling me that you guys are making fun of me and stuff like that. And that wasn't, I mean, it was technically just the jerk-off video, if I'm correct. Yeah. But
The jerk-off video is hilarious, and even he embraces that.
Yeah, he has it as an emote in his chat. See, so what the fuck?
I mean, like, that's the best jerk-off video possible. Like, if you had to have a jerk-off video released where it's just your face and it's not you with your dick out jizzing all over and stuff. Yeah. It was on Twitch. It was just his face.
That's perfect.
It was like above his chest, like collarbone up kind of shit. So
yeah,
he was lucky there, because holy shit, could you imagine? It just would have been like full screen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I explained him like, he's gonna double back, and one of the things that Phil is, one of his hobbies, if you will, is playing the victim.
Yeah.
Easily. He always plays the victim in any circumstance. If, like, he's said multiple times that trolls ruin his life. And I believe recently he said something about...
Yes!
Thank you for the pledge. But anyway, I believe he said something recently about how he was notified someone was going to try and break into his house from Kiwi Farm, like, from the Kiwi Farms forums, which, by the way, who's fucking stupid enough to post on Kiwi Farms that they're, like, gonna do something in public?
Nah, there's people.
That's the dumbest shit.
There are people that are that dumb, though.
Yeah. But
so, I guess Phil didn't know that he had to pay taxes.
Oh, no, he didn't. And he has.
And he has, like, I'll tell you what, just to be honest, I had some crazy tax debt. I had some insane tax debt. Because I had a year where I made way more money than I had ever expected, followed by a year where I made way less money than I could have ever expected.
Right.
So I was behind on my taxes considerably because of that. Did I do streams being like, hey guys, I need you to pay my taxes? Most of what I did to pay my taxes was like, I had to like get on payment plans, and I had to take out like a small loan to pay the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I had to do. But he's like, look guys, this is my taxes, and this is like how much I need you to give me to pay these taxes.
Yeah, and that's what Phil does. He does the poor me thing. It's him playing the victim in any circumstance he can, including his taxes.
Yeah, so here's this.
I love this fucking guy.
Here's Phil to tell you more.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome.
What?
It's a momentous day for many reasons. For many reasons. It's because I'm probably sunburnt for being outside today. For rarity, I'm actually outside. March 23rd. An incredibly important day, ladies and gentlemen. That is the date of my marathon. The date of my streaming marathon. The first one I've ever done. It's a serious 12-plus hour marathon starting around 10 a.m. and finishing around...
From what I've heard, Phil has never actually streamed for 24 hours or anything like that. Like, 12 hours is a really long stream to him. So...
Yeah, I would say so. Like, well, no, and this is a dude who does multiple streams in a day.
Yeah, doesn't his YouTube channel have, like, 10,000 videos on it?
God. Yes. Or something like that? Here's why. Here's why. Because he doesn't edit his videos. He has a bot clip them into segments and upload them straight raw footage. Like, that's how he has so many videos and how he has so many backlogged views. That's how he's done it for years, and, like, he's got thousands of videos just because of that. It's the literal meaning of quantity over quality.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's really fucking bad.
So when are we going to have him on the show?
Probably never. I mean, like, he's already, like, I tried really hard a few times to, like, reassure him that I was being genuine about just wanting to have him on the show to talk to him and have him hang out and see how he'd do in our format. Like, I really wasn't going to goof on him or anything. That was my sincere intention.
Ben actually, after Phil
and
canceled.
I got tired of it. Like, after, like, the third time, I'm like, all right, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
After now Phil canceled, Ben actually off camera cried on my shoulder and said,
"I sat on his lap while I
did." Yeah, it's he okay, cried. It's he all said, right. He said, "Billy, I thought DSP was going to be a friend. He's not.
Now
a
he
sweet
truly
boy.
Is.
A,
he's now not he a, truly is on the dark side."
Yeah.
10 p.m. A variety of games will be played, including Sekiro.
Since it is the new release and people
will want a fix of that.
Okay. Who's the guy who makes these videos or like edits? He doesn't actually make like he. Edits.
No, this is a this is a detractor edit. He just he throws shit in there for transformative work.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Okay, probably the retro Nintendo games that I'm playing, like Super Mario RPG and Donkey Kong Country.
Damn, it's like a tattoo I would get or something.
Yeah, yeah, a tattoo of Darkseid Phil.
One by then.
Just like the style of it.
No. Yeah. Probably some Blackout Battle Royale in that session for variety's sake.
Which he plays all the time.
Maybe some Modern Warfare Remastered in that session
all the time.
For variety's sake. Okay. Among other things, I'm not going to 100% tell you exactly, you know.
This dedicated schedule.
I wanted him to come in here. And I wanted to play him in Street Fighter 2 Turbo and just spam attack him over and over and over and over and over again.
I'm really good at E Honda. He has the fatten around slap that just like.
I don't know what his. I don't know who his main is.
Yeah.
For.
Who was. I'm going to do some research really quick.
All right.
Yo, minute by
minute. But it's going to be a lot of variety of fun stuff. And it's going to be a really fun marathon. The purpose of this marathon, very simple. Give me monies! I have horrible news. I have news that may be some of the worst news I've ever brought you.
Begging.
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 Wow, quite the remix.
Begging.
Oh, it's this long?
Completely disabled.
He's a blocka guy. Sorry.
He's a blanca guy.
I will know everything about my taxes this coming week. So he's going to get everything done this week. So I know exactly what the deal is with what I owe in mid-April. All right.
I don't know if it's just me. I would never talk about taxes on a stream.
Yeah.
Ever. No, because that's no. Like, why would you even? That's the other thing with Phil. He will. And I'm not going to use Onision as a comparison here. He puts a lot of his life online.
Unnecessary shit
online. And, like, to put it on his fans, essentially. Like, that's... I don't know. I'm just... fucking, that bothers me a lot.
I agree.
Well, I think YouTube is all about what you want to do with it, right? So, like, when somebody puts their personal life out there, I wouldn't do it. You guys wouldn't do it.
Right.
But like, Trish Paytas does it and makes a ton of fucking money crying and blubbering around. A lot of people make a ton of money by making their fan base feel attached to them, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
I can't fault them. It's the crazy thing about YouTube is that it can be pretty much whatever you want it to be within legal constraints and decency restraints.
Yeah.
And that's impressive to me, is that, you know, people have a platform to e-bag or whatever on. You kind of have to, like, I don't know, you don't have to appreciate it, but you have to kind of marvel in it that fucking works.
Yeah. The problem is, though, that Phil's just bad at it.
Yeah.
Like, detractors of his, like, fans that aren't fans of his, have raised more money to the point where they built a well in Africa in the name of the Sons of Kojima. Just to spite him. Like, come on.
That's awesome.
It's gonna give us a anyway. Goal. Let's say we know what I owe. I'll have a goal to work toward.
I wanna know what his goal is.
When I do this marathon, I'll have a goal. Here's what we need to raise. What can we do to knock this down today? This is a good thing.
This is a good thing, guys.
That's very good that he's promising that I'm going to have everything this week. That's very excellent. Good. I was very pleased with that.
Very pleased.
The marathon, we're going to know, and it's going to be great. So that's good. Okay.
That's good. He's just said good and great 97 times.
I'm hoping that, best case
scenario, he's taking the Trump
based
approach.
On what you gave me information-wise, you owe less than what you thought you even owed, and it's not that big of a deal.
Let's see what it is.
Okay. Real talk. This is what I'm afraid of.
Real talk.
What the hell is going on? What am I supposed to do? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What am I supposed to do?
I just feel bad for somebody that makes so much money that they have to pay more money than they made in taxes. Poor guy.
I don't think that's true, though.
Oh. So you mean he had enough money to cover the taxes at some point, but he spent it?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's still renting out his... He was still renting out his condo in Connecticut, like...
Oh, so the way he's like saying they need to have a fundraiser, I thought he owed more money in taxes than he actually made that year.
That doesn't happen.
Oh, then
not
then
unless you have like back taxes.
Then why would he need to have a fundraiser if he made enough money to cover them?
What does that mean? You know, now I'm like
frivolously.
What does that? You know, this is wild and insane.
And homie leased a BMW, so.
You know what? I'm going to go out and say it. I don't give a fucking shit about this chronic masturbating weirdo. The fact that he was going to be on the fucking show, I shut up for a while. I was like, okay, have him in. We'll have fun. We weren't going to treat him like shit.
We didn't
fucking care to. We give him enough rope to hang himself because he does it every fucking time. But the fact that he can't on us because he's a scared little bitch. Guess what, Phil? I'm your fucking neighbor, dude. You live in my city. Let me catch you at QFC. I'll buy you a pound of fucking cheese, you cheese ball motherfucker.
I can't wait for him to respond to this on his stream, by the way. It's going to be a gem. It's going to be so good.
Cheese ball motherfucker.
Didn't he say he was going out of town soon?
Yeah, he's going to Connecticut for something, I think.
He's running away.
He's scared.
He's been called out. I'll beat him at fucking Tetris. I'll beat him at Nintendo fucking Street Fighter. Whatever weirdo game he plays, I suck at games too. I can beat you at sucking at games.
It's Call of Duty now.
Oh, I suck so bad at Call of Duty. I'll still beat him at that too.
Oh my god, dude. I don't know why I just thought of this. This would be amazing. Dark Side Phil versus Billy the Fridge Spin Till You Spew Challenge. Go.
He's so scared.
Oh,
he
shit.
He won't even do it.
Yeah, DSP, you're not a sweet boy! We were going to treat you like a fucking king.
You were going to be a sweet boy.
I was going
to
bring a Trump tray.
Here and hang out and play some fucking games.
I was gonna buy you a shrimp tray.
Hold on. Why does he? Why did he even move to Seattle? Like, why move to like a more expensive place on the other side?
I can actually answer that.
Okay, please.
I can answer that. He was gonna move to Seattle on the premise that it is quote unquote a hotbed of technology, so it's where the industry is. And that's how he was going to try and find work there while still doing his own streams and
doing
stuff.
Doing what in technology? What's his credential?
He just said it was a hotbed of technology.
So, like,
that's it.
Like, he thought he'd, like, walk into Nintendo and they'd hire him or something?
I think he thought he would get hired on as the stunt double for Dante in the Clerks video game.
I mean, like, living here doesn't make you any more eligible for working for one of these technology companies than it would if you had the credentials and you live somewhere else.
Yes. When is anything he ever does make any sort of sense? The most sense he ever made was when his camera was on, he didn't know it, and he was jagging off. He's a circle jerk, motherfucker.
And then he did it two more times, except the camera wasn't on.
No.
And the audio was on? You could just hear him flapping around?
I'm pretty positive he faked one of them. He had to have. Like, he had to.
I would hope. But yeah, DSP, I hope you make all the monies in your fucking stream. Okay, this guy had blatantly come into my stream chat just to say something really. You should have showed up here. We would have had a good time.
He would always ignore me when I was in the chat.
He does that to me too! Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah. So, like, what happens is me and my friend, Diction, who's another streamer, we'll occasionally watch him, and we'll just kind of like, we'll just talk to ourselves and fucking
was a monkey in
Discord
there one time too?
Monkey, yeah, he was in the same stream as us.
Yeah.
And we were all there, and as he was playing, like, you could just see him like look over, read chat for a sec, and then just go just fucking ignore the shit out of us.
Good old days.
It was great. Oh, shit. Never change, Phil. Never change.
Yeah.
Except you can. We literally know ways in which you can improve yourself, but you'll turn a blind eye to that and you won't. So.
Yeah. Could have came on Drunken Peasants and hung out with some sweet boys.
Yeah. Could have became a sweet boy.
Could have been a sweet boy. Would have had a good time.
Now we know you're not a sweet boy, DSP. Damn.
Yeah, but like, it was predicted. John, you said it was never going to happen. He wasn't going to make
told
it
him,
in.
Like, I told him. I was like, Phil, a lot of the trolls are going to try to influence what you do. They don't want you to collab with other people. They want you to stay isolated the way you are. And they're going to try to manipulate this situation to try to get you to not do it. Because they want to be the puppet masters and predict your every move. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the benefit of a lol cow, right? Is that you can fucking herd them.
It's the same with him and fucking Wings of Redemption. The same sort of fucking cycle.
Are we going to bring on Pimunk?
Pimunk?
Bring on PMP.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Was it Wings of Redemption that went on Ice Poseidon the other night?
I don't know.
Was he on Ice? No.
Well, somebody called out Ice Poseidon. I thought Ice Poseidon said Wings of Redemption was like a fucking has been or something, and then Wings just like opened up on him, and then Ice Poseidon apologized.
He is very much a sensitive boy.
Yeah,
definitely is. Like, I remember if you can look any, if you look up, like, I think the technical, like, you know how there's the This Is How You Don't Play, that's fine. I was gonna say the This Is How You Don't Play for Wings would be Disaster Stream. So, like, people will pull up his streams, and, like, usually he'll be like, ban this person because they criticized my gaming. So, shit like that.
You should never criticize a man's gaming.
Yeah. If you aren't donating, you're not, or if you're not subscribing, you're not, you have no meaning to me.
Ooh.
Like, that's what he fucking does. That's him.
Yeah.
Addressed his physical appearance in a negative fashion.
In fact, I would almost want to say that coming up, if anyone is considering doing a significant amount of contributions to help me with my taxes, you should probably do it anonymously. Reason being, that will avoid any kind of harassment.
No one will be able to know it was you, and no one will be able to come after you for it.
That's,
you know,
sketchy,
I mean,
as fuck, though.
Xbox One is garbage. Did me $2. and says, I love the Division 2. It's so fun, and I play solo 90% of the time. Then good on you. If that's the kind of game you like, a repetitive, you know, grindy shooter against, you know, repetitive AI opponents, and that's your forte.
This sucks, good on right?
You. Like, enjoy it.
Watching this right now is boring and shitty, right?
Yeah.
Fuck off the rest of this video. We've got enough DSP, right? We've milked this little fucker's nipples long enough.
I'll find you some good shit at some point.
I don't want to see
I'll find you with this how you don't play at some point.
I don't want to see this compilation of fucking advertisements and dick sucks from fucking DSPs.
This is how you do it and get away with it. Got some perks. I'm not going to show up on Drunken Peasants because I'm scared.
Pussy.
Pussy. Yes!
Oh, shit.
Hey, Ben.
What?
Wait for it. Wait.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
That scared the shit out of me.
I was like sitting there. I'm like, okay, I have a few in mind.
Hey, Ben, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
It's hard to hate Alex Jones. It really is.
And then one more.
Hey, Ben.
I'm gay. We're totally gay.
That was bad.
I've been sitting on that fucking Hey Ben thing for a while, so I was like, let me do something with this.
Hey Ben.
Old Ben. Space Bear. Oh, fuck. Says, Jesse, can you please explain to us again why God does not want us smoking pot? And just a reminder, socialism always ends in starvation and genocide.
Well, a person that's smoking pot is starving. The reason that God doesn't want you to smoke pot...
Not normally. Normally, they eat more than they should.
They starve.
They're like the opposite of starving. They're like overnourished.
They're starving from the eyes of a Christian.
Pot is because he wants you to have a clear conscience. He wants you to have his mindset. But when you're on pot, that's impossible. Because it dumbed down the mindset, even though you believe your mind is whatever you believe is clear, but it's not. So that's why. But the Democrats and the children of the lie want you on pot because they can control you.
Yeah, because
Homeboy needs to get his like septum fixed.
Yeah.
He's got a deviated septum or some shit.
Something, yeah. It sounds like he's going through a stroke every time I listen to him. But it's funny that the liberals would like to control you through pot and the Christians would like to control you through Christianity, right?
Smoking pot has never made me felt more under control. And I mean, like, why would smoking weed just make you more susceptible to liberal control?
Because liberals like the weed and conservatives
don't.
When
people are on pot or in a fallen state, they can be controlled.
Couldn't they be as easily controlled by conservatives and religious people?
But conservatives don't
want
like pot.
A clear conscience, not a clog.
Clog.
Conscience, all right?
Okay.
Wouldn't it make more sense if you were going to use, like, a drug of some sort to be controlled? Wouldn't alcohol make more sense because it's more accessible and available?
Yeah, I've never heard of somebody date raping somebody on weed, right? It's always alcohol or GHB or something worse than fucking weed.
Right. It used to be lewds, according to Bill Cosby.
Yeah, when you ask a girl for lewds, you usually think like nudes or lewds. Bill Cosby was like, you want some lewds? You're like, I don't want to see your dick. Nah, that's not it. You ain't going to see it.
My barbecue sauce. You're going to sleep
through my barbecue sauce.
Get a dog, train it, and
you realize that you're not going to give the dog treats just because
he's
cute.
Oh, this bitch again. Jesus Christ.
And it's never going to listen to you. Same thing with a fucking woman. You're never going to reward her just because she's fucking pretty. Otherwise, you're a fucking pussy and you're stupid and you're going to get fucked over every step of the way, and you deserve to get fucked over in life because you're ignoring fucking all logic because of someone with pretty hair and big boobs. So don't give this in for no reason. If she wants.
This is where his thing falls apart. People who are pretty get shit for free all the time anyways.
Yes. Like, they don't just get that. They get, like, promotions at work.
Just because you're not giving them something doesn't mean they're not getting something for free. I am just pretty enough that I get free shit all the time. All the time. People buy me drinks, buy me steaks, buy me trips to Miami. I get shit all the time for free, and I'm not even that pretty. I got pretty mouth. I talk well, and I get free shit all the time. If this guy's not giving me attention because I'm pretty, it's not going to give him any fucking bonuses. I'm just going to go find somebody who will give me something for free. And that's what pretty women will do.
And once a fucking reward, make her fucking work for it. And don't reward her every time. Only reward them once in a while. And that way they will keep fucking coming to you for fucking said reward. If she runs, let her fucking go. Let her realize how fucking helpless she is in the world without you. But don't ever fucking chase that bitch, because you're chasing after
That's
something.
That's what a fucking psychopath says.
Yeah.
With fucking one fifth of your intelligence.
Jesus Christ.
Let her run.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't say who hurt you. I should say who did you hurt?
Yeah. He's probably hurt a lot of people. Yeah, he's just
intelligence. So don't fucking do it. And, you know, I had not even an argument, it was a fucking discussion with people at work the other day. I was asking the guy said he has a husky, and I asked him if he walked it off leash, and he's like, oh, with a husky, you can't. And I was like, yeah, bullshit. I said, you can walk any dog off leash. I said, you just haven't trained it properly. I said, I bet if I kept your dog for the fucking weekend with me, he would be walking off leash.
You're so full of shit.
And then with you, and then during the week that he's lived with for...
Then he'd be like, why'd you let my dog run away? Here's the thing.
Here's the thing, right? Disciplining a dog, bitch. Disciplining a dog, and disciplining a woman are two different things. A dog might need discipline because it's been bred to need some sort of human control. In our current world, dogs aren't wild animals, and they need to be conditioned to keep from being wild. Women aren't dogs. All right.
Yeah.
The fact that you want to compare them to one says more about you than any fucking woman that's going to move along and find some other dude to treat them better than Pepe the fucking pee-pee frog. You fucking goofball.
Fucking years.
Not even a goofball.
Like, he'd go back to doing this.
Predator.
He's a fucking bitch.
You little bitch.
Same fucking shit. And eating out
you can
the
slap a woman
garbage,
around like a dog. Some women are into that.
That's just because you're a fucking idiot and your fucking animal doesn't respect you. And if you can't get your fucking animal to respect you, then no fucking woman is going to respect you. Because a dog will be at your disposal, or your dog will be at your disposal 24/7 practically, give or take the time that you're at work. So it doesn't have much outside influence. And its only inside influence is your inside influence. So it's what you're teaching the dog. So it's going to be a lot more receptive to...
Let's nuke this guy's house.
I don't like people who talk about getting respect through, like, force and, like, all these levels of control. Like, if you get respect because you force it, and you bash the dog over the nose of the rolled up newspaper, that's not the type of respect I want. I want the fucking respect that comes with me being a fucking person worthy of respect, not a person who forced it on somebody through manipulation. Maybe I'm wrong there. Or maybe I'm fucking right, because I actually get good respect from good people, because I'm a sweet boy.
What part of Canada is this dude in? Because I hear the accent.
I don't know.
Probably Manitoba. He looks like a Manitoba fuckboy. Manitoba fuck boy.
Well, no. First, get Kenny Omega out of Manitoba, then nuke Manitoba.
Kenny Omega.
That's the plan.
In state, but a woman is not going to be at your disposal 24/7. A woman is going to have a whole bunch of outside influence that are not you, and all her outside influence is going to be telling her the opposite of what you're telling her when you train her.
When you train her. If the entire rest of the world tells her the opposite of what you're telling her, why do you think you're in the right? You are a fucking creep manipulator, dude. That's creepy. You're a fucking predator. The rest of the world is telling her things like, hey, don't let this guy fucking manipulate you. And if you found one woman, because there are a lot of women that are looking for some direction and they want some of that male fucking dominance. There's a lot of submissives on both sides of the sex line, but many of them are women. And if you find a submissive and they see your dominance and they fall into it, they are falling into the trap of a manipulator. You can have somebody who's dominant that isn't a manipulator. Someone who just gives them the nurturing they need without manipulation. This guy's playing the game wrong. Be dominant, be assertive, be fucking daddy, but don't be fucking psychopath, manipulator, trash human. You're cheating. You're using cheat codes, motherfucker. You're finding somebody looking for some guidance, and you're giving them some fucking a kennel. That's not right.
Yeah, you said all I could think of saying. Fuck. Fuck this guy.
Her entire world is based on the fact that she's female and she has a vagina, so society owes her, and you're a man, so you're responsible for this.
I mean, if you want her vagina, you are responsible for taking care of that vagina long enough to get it, dude. It's a simple transaction, a human transaction.
Taking care of the person who has it, most importantly, that's what you need to do. Shit.
It's like, people like this, they like the Rouge V's, all these guys that know that there's these cheat codes to manipulate women into giving them things. Short term or even long term, if you're really good at manipulation, you can put someone under your thumb, and they use these psychological tactics to control women because they do fucking work. That doesn't mean they're good. I don't think they're that far away from rape, honestly. They're not rape, but they're not far off. It's fucking gross. And these people push it because it can work, because all humans are susceptible to mental conditioning. We all are. And these guys think they have the fucking secret cheat code, so they work their way into the asshole numbers game, and they have some success. They tell other guys their success there. The greatest success is just being a better fucking person than you were yesterday, and better fucking people will find you tomorrow, and you'll have quality relationships because you respect each other on a respect level and not a fear or dominance level. I don't even like saying dominance, because some people like that dominance and they crave it and they yearn for it, and it can be very positive. But this fucking manipulative bullshit is not the fucking way, and all these little pansy fuckboys get the idea that this manipulation is the right form of dominance. They feel like they're fucking young kings because they can work a weak-minded woman into doing some fucked up shit for whoever knows how long. It's disgusting. God damn.
So is this dude on the brackets for crazy people, or is he immediately disqualified? Yeah,
I'm going to have to pick that back up on the next episode. We'll probably have to do like a lightning round for that.
Lightning round.
What is the current standings, by the way? Just so, because I might not be caught up fully, but who's currently fighting?
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and look. I had a bracket made, but I don't have it with me right now.
Okay.
I do think Rouge V has gone on. Did Corpse Midget go on?
I think Calgar went on. Calgar went on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up and post that soon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what happens when you smoke a lot of weed, unfortunately.
Which is a prerequisite for being a drunken peasant. I don't know how much weed I smoke, but it's a lot. Right?
Not much.
It's a lot.
It's clearly a lot, since when you do it, you can't fucking talk.
Exactly.
So.
I do a weed and it's too much. One weed is too much for me. That's a lot.
I'm terrified for 555 just for this sole reason of, like, you on the show, like, I don't know what I'm fucking do.
It's the tincture weed. It's the sriracha tincture weed. That's the weed I'll be doing.
I don't know if we're going to make it the halfway point.
I don't know either.
Pick it up, guys.
We have.
Pick the fuck up.
We have about. I would say 30 minutes at the most left before we go into the post show. We had one major whale tonight.
Major whale.
11th circle. A whale.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. One person that threw in a big donation.
Major whale reporting for duty. I'm a major whale. Sperm whale.
Billy Beluga in the deep blue sea. Swim so wild, swim so free.
Do you think we can get a Drunken Peasants Children's Show blue lit for YouTube Red?
Sure.
That'd be fucking lit.
Someone said
that.
How
would you even?
Someone said that I made fun of DSP for begging on stream and then begged on stream. No. No. What I made fun of is that he, like, told everybody that they needed to pay his taxes.
Yeah, that's the thing he does. Like, it's, he kind of puts his baggage out there and kind of also uses it as sort of a pity party thing.
Yeah, it's funny how bad you are at listening, because what I said was I had tax issues too. Thank you, PT Ham.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
I had my tax issues too, but I didn't do any 12-hour pay my taxes streams. Like I said, I had to be on a payment plan with the IRS for pretty much all of last year, and I had to take out a loan.
But
that, like, I'm still paying on.
DSP's a creature of habit. This isn't something new for him.
Yeah.
Right.
He just continues doing this.
His habits evolve. That's what it is, really.
Yeah. He also does a lot of masturbating, I guess, to the point where he's done it multiple times on camera by accident.
Well, masturbating's okay. I wouldn't masturbate anywhere in this room.
Oh, I would.
Should we stream on Chatterbait for the post show one of these days?
Probably.
Leaving the room.
You fucking do like a sleepy boy stream and it just happens.
Drunken peasants on Chatterbait, Billy Jacks it. Dude, fucking so. Yeah. That'd be so weird.
Yeah.
Billy solo do, performance.
I was going to say, you got to do on Chatterbait a porn parody review. That's how you get away with it.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Just set up like an actual Drunken Peasant show. It's just not safe for work content.
That's what I wanted to do with like e-fucked videos and stuff. Just have full of like the worst. You get naked news for the news segment. I don't know if they still do naked news, but they used to.
I remember watching that.
They used to have naked news, have all the naked reporters. That'd be fun. That would be a fun one. I just don't know. Can you stream live on those channels and do stuff like that?
I don't know.
Naked news is still a thing. Okay.
I can't believe it still exists.
I can. It's naked news. It's like what dads subscribe to when they want to have a little boner.
So do your impersonation of the DSP stream.
Somebody get this. Oh man.
Oh, I'm live streaming.
That's Jordan D.S. Peterson.
Fucking say about me.
Sure, do what? Jordan.
I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in the Navy SEALs. I will shit fury all over you and you will drown in it. You're fucking dead, kiddo.
He's damn, got 700 that, confirmed kills.
That was DSP.
If that was actual DSP, then no, thank you for your $20, but I know he ain't giving away $20.
Now we're so close. So, I think at the very least, John is going to have to...
I'll lower it if you want. If you want to lower it, I'm willing to give you guys a good show. I will lower it, say, 300-something?
Let's do 360.
Let's do 360, and if it gets to 400, I'll do mine.
Okay.
Nintendo, that's fine. Nintendo 360 or Xbox 360, whatever that game is. In honor of DSP being a sweet gamer.
You did the thing.
Did I ever tell you, by the way, the one thing that happened on stream which fucked me up? So, like, he was like, because he usually reads out bits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened, it was like, he got a bit cheer and he's like, oh, thank you to this person for the 1488 bit cheer. And he didn't know what it was until someone had to tell him like 10 minutes later.
I didn't know what that was until people started calling Boogie Boogie 1488 instead of 2988.
I was sitting there. I'm like, he doesn't know. Oh, my God. He doesn't know.
I didn't know.
Oh, dude. Phil is actually streaming right now.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he is.
Fuck the haters. Thank you.
Skyler, no. Yeah. But yeah, if you're a Navy
dude,
SEAL.
Phil is streaming the same baseball game we were playing the other night.
Uh-oh.
So he must have had... He must have had a bounty for it.
Getting that bounty.
The show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sent you a Hey Ben and a Hey Billy.
Awesome.
Hey Ben.
So
Hey Ben.
Should Hi, we ben. Like should we troll his chat and see like what
Oh god.
Should we Glanderson Booper his chat? I'm gonna put the link there. Everyone just Glanderson Booper the fuck out of his chat.
Glanderson Booper.
I'll do it.
I don't think he'll respond because he's one of those people. He'll be like, he'll look and then look away, but you know on his face he knows. Like that's my assumption, at least.
All right.
Not that I'm an investigator or anything like that, but I think I can make the assumptions that an investigator would make.
Hot sauce. Hot
oh,
sauce.
Oh, damn. We got a donor.
Amazing.
Amazing. We are less than $40 away from the dab.
I see one Glanders. I see Swagta, Glanderson Booper.
Young Swag.
Let's see.
We're less than $40 away from the dab and $80 away from
I want to see if my buddy Diction's just chilling in the chat.
Leading off for baseball. Arkansas, the first baseman, Jacques.
He's playing the game.
No.
Glanderson Booper. He's looking. He's
shit.
Looking.
Oh, here it comes.
Is he on screen or just?
Oh my god!
Not on our screen though.
Damn it!
No, I don't want to play his video, just his audio.
Well, no, he doesn't.
That was stinky.
That was stinky.
Play ball. Your attention, please. Now, pitch for the traveler.
Poop.
Copy of cricket says big man. Big dong all night long.
Wow, his chat is fucking exploding.
Yeah, with all the Glanderson Boopers.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, definitely with everything, the kind of bat and everything, very different.
Ashby.
Sweet boys.
One out now.
What's a good thing to
ever there.
Should we all post pay my taxes?
That would be Toronto nothing
Raptors.
I could do.
No, that's the Toronto Raptors is what's basketball, it? Right?
Nothing you could do.
Nothing you could do?
I can't remember.
There's nothing he could do.
Oh, pay
well,
my...
What am I supposed to do? Like, that's one of his famous quotes.
What am I supposed to do? Oh, I see a few people putting pay my taxes now.
Well, then we got some spammers tonight. I don't know who the hell Toronto Blue Jays. That's what it is. Toronto Blue Jays. You got it.
You got it. That's your spammer tonight.
Any means necessary.
Oh shit!
Tell him to jerk off on camera.
No!
Okay,
don't do that.
Don't. Okay.
Don't do that, guys.
What's
just got banned? People are getting banned now.
What's something good to say to him?
Oh,
is he masturbating now?
Alright, we got a bunch of idiots. So sadly we gotta turn on followers only mode
now.
Oh no.
That was fast, dude.
Sorry guys. But I have to do it when morons come in, so that'll end the
morons.
Oh.
Morons.
The Drillers win.
Can't call Drunken Peasants fans morons.
Yeah, what a jerk.
They're some of the smartest fans in the history of fandom.
I don't know. I'm just playing. I don't know how this world works. Road to the show.
Remember to unfollow his Twitch after he pans you? Waka waka. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do anything. We just wanted to check in on a former friend of the show, DSP. I want to see this many hot sauce. It's very close.
It's very close.
$31.12
away. I'll be honest. I'm going to get a cup of milk if I have to drink mine.
No, I don't always have it.
Milk boy?
Yeah.
Followers only mode when it's needed. Sadly, it's needed a lot.
Listen to him, bitch.
Why doesn't he just put it in sub-only mode? Like, that's... Come on. That's an easy option.
Yeah, because I follow him. I could just do it right now.
You wouldn't want to do that, though. That's not a sweet boy thing to do.
I did the Glanderson Booper a few times.
It's not a sweet boy thing to do.
So I don't know.
Hitler took the DSP. Stalin took the DSP. Mao took the DSP.
We had it going good in his chat for a little while. I don't know
the DSP.
I don't know. I don't know why people want to fuck with me, guys.
Training. He wants to do extra training.
I heard he was a Navy SEAL.
You know what's funny? He's bitching about this game while he's playing it. You're not supposed to do that. Like when
excessive bitching gets you omitted from the actual bounty.
Right, right. You're supposed to like not bash what you're doing because they're paying you to talk about it.
Apparently, there's a baseball league in Australia, but it's not very big.
Okay. Good one, man. Ladies, those witty quips from DSP.
So witty banter.
He's a fan of filler. He's a fan of filler. How much did we say, by the way?
What's up?
How much did we say was the current? It was 360, right? Or
yeah.
Three?
Yeah,
it's okay. Very close.
We're getting there.
Yeah. DSP took the DSP. It's gonna be really close. Because we only have about 15 minutes left.
It's very, very close. Kirby Puckett over Babe Ruth. I'm not mad at that statement. Babe Ruth was great.
Kirby Puckett played for the Toledo Mudhens when I was a kid before he made it into the major leagues.
I've never heard of that team ever.
Yeah, that
maybe
was.
Maybe it's because I'm really fucking young, but
well,
still.
Well, no. The Toledo Mudhens were the minor league baseball team in my hometown, and they were the farm team for the Detroit Tigers.
Rawr.
Oh, okay.
Rawr.
And now I think they're the farm team. Or maybe. No. They still are the farm team for the Tigers.
We all live.
That was a lot of fun, though.
In a yellow submarine. Yeah.
I haven't seen something like that since going into a Gord TV radio stream.
Gord.
Yep. Or actually, let me give you a better example. Since going into a
Crispy Baldy stream?
Yes, I forgot his name for a split second, but yes. Oh, fuck.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck
you
again.
Fuck
you again.
Fuck
you. Someone sent me this. Oh shit! It's actually a GIF and it's animated. But
is it?
Yeah.
That's a donation animation, is what it is.
Is that of a sweet boy doing a J.O. sesh?
Yeah.
I didn't know the camera was on though, so it's not really fair.
Oh shit!
Well, yeah. The camera's on. He's got that like East Coast kind of like the camera's on. He's
I'm live streaming.
Ooh, I'm live streaming. That was so Canadian sounding when Jordan Peterson did that.
So I saw a post on Facebook today and it said tall girls are for tall guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
Short girls are for tall guys. Short guys can have each other. Is that mean? Like, I'm a tall guy, so I was like, maybe it's natural order. But then someone was like, that's mean to short guys.
What a tall person is all relative.
Well, I think since I'm 6'3", that anything below 6'2" should be considered short.
Of course you think that.
Because I have an inch to shrink. God
I'm like
forbid.
5'11", so...
I'm sorry, I'm like, John. I'm sorry, yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah. I'm just a He's tall okay. boy. I'm just a tall boy. I can't help it.
But tall boy.
I'm sweet boy and I'm tall. I can't help it. Billy is heightist. I am heightist for one reason, because I'm tall. Right?
If you went to the Netherlands, you wouldn't be that tall.
I'd be pretty tall, though.
Nope.
How? What's the average height in the Netherlands?
See.
Well, at least I can say without a doubt that I do look up to Billy the Fridge, so.
Thank you. Sweet boy. So what are some other cool things to do in Seattle besides hang out with the cool kids in the parking lot at Walmart? Well, Zach, The Pike Place Market, even though it's a tourist trap, is actually pretty fun to walk down and buy, like, pastries and stuff. They have really good pastries in that area. If you're into pierogies, they got meat pastries. They have actual, like, French shops, restaurants. Fun little area. You can walk down the pier, which is all part of the big walk. You can go to Capitol Hill, and that's the gayborhood. You go into, like, catch a live gay show. They do gay shows. If you want to watch a gay show? Stuff like that.
Depending on where you are, that can have a different meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Look, when I mean a gay show, I'm talking like drag queens and stuff. Like, it's not like a sex show. It's not like Amsterdam where they have the live sex shows.
Yeah.
It's the gayborhood, man. But there's a lot of places in Seattle. Like, if you like parks, we have a bunch of beautiful parks here. We got Bruce Lee's grave right next to the volunteer park. Yeah, Brandon Lee and Bruce Lee's grave. It's a good place to visit and chill and go to the park next door. And they got a water tower you can climb up. And when you get to the top of the water tower, you can maybe have sex with a homeless person. I don't know. I think they used to do that in the 90s. I don't know if they still do. But you can eat a bag of dicks. Yeah, go to Dick's Burger Restaurant in Seattle. That's a place to go. The Dick's on Capitol Hill is probably the superior one. And Dick's pays their employees like $15 an hour to $18 an hour. And they give them benefits and like scholarships to college. So it's a proof that you can work in fast food and have a livable wage and it'd be sustainable because that's been in Seattle for 60 years and it thrives. And it's named Dick's. So it's just like a funny place to say I ate a bag of dicks. Just listen to my song, Just a Bill, on Capitol Hill, and do everything in the song. Go to Molly Moon's, get an
ice cream
cone.
Give me one sec, I'll be right back.
For sure.
All right.
Less than $30 away from young John Page eating a hot sauce dab. The last dab. So many Scoville units. Has he done it before? Or is he breaking it off here on the show?
I think he might be doing it here on the show.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
18 hours isn't a livable wage.
Herzegovinian men, there's like a study that suggests the average man from Bosnia and Herzegovina have an average height of around 6'3".
6'3"?
But so that's not the Netherlands, though.
Huh.
But that's like average there, so you're like around average.
Yeah. But I got a big old thick penis, so that helps.
So the Dutch would be around away, right? Like Dutch would be like around 6 feet on average, maybe like 6'1". Men. So
I'm just a tall boy. It's not my fault.
Okay.
It's not my fault. I was born tall. I drink a lot of milk, so my bones would grow. That won't get that osteoporosis when I was a kid.
You're not that tall. Yes. Yeah, I knew it. You're not that tall. What? I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed.
Fake news.
I'm impressed.
Sorry, what was that about being a tall boy? I was a little busy.
Billy's not that tall. I've seen way taller.
I was a little busy setting this up right now.
Is that a wheat thin?
That's a wheat thin, yeah.
Billy looked excellent in that screen cap, though. Thank you, Spirit Flame. If you look at the old gif of me puking during the show, that was over a year ago when we had the spintly spew and I vomited everywhere.
That was fun.
That's one of my favorite episodes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. In the free world, DP Blood Trail.
Oh, snap. DP Blood Trail? That's cute. Variable, thank you for the 2245. We'll keep on rocking. And John
Close
Page.
Enough.
It's like, you are. Oh, my God. You already did it?
What the fun?
I was supposed to play the timer.
Yeah, right. Ben's gonna put the
tick. Okay.
What
Go
the
ahead.
Hell?
Go ahead.
How are you doing this? Are you dead
because
yet?
Because I love the show very much. Oh my God. Oh
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. If we get to 400 by the time this timer's gone, Ben will then do the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, John.
Get a drink.
Oh, John.
I got one here. Just give me a minute. I want to hold. I'm gonna hold out.
Oh.
I could see into forever. Oh, my God.
Is he blacking
they
out?
They said it was 3.3 million Scoville units?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Shit, okay, hang on. I'm gonna sweat. Jesus. Don't let me do this alone, chat. Make it happen.
Make
it
Benjamin
so.
Suffer.
Even though I just sabotaged this goal, just fucking make it happen.
Like, I love how you couldn't wait for $2.67 to come
because
in.
Because I wanted the quality content for you guys.
Yeah, but we weren't prepared for it. I just look over and you got the fucking cracker in your mouth already. I'm like, what the? What the? John, what? How are you not dead right now?
I don't know. I don't know. My mouth is on fucking fire, though.
Oh, I know it is. Yeah.
Your butthole's going to be tomorrow morning.
I never have butthole problems.
Except for your hairy butthole now.
Yeah, I had a dingleberry. That was rough. I washed it out, though.
Fair enough.
Listen to him.
A little something shit. For Trap Benjahow and Willie the Fridge. Oh, hi, Johnny. I ain't throwing up. Contribute everyone. Thank you, Ken. You ain't throwing up? Are you sure?
I ain't throwing up.
Ooh.
I'm a real man, damn it.
I will let you be a real man. Oh!
Batter up, fucking. So fucking batter
pie,
up, Ben.
Suffer.
All right. Okay.
Suffer,
all right.
Ben pie.
So you I'm going to stop milk? The clock. I'm going to go get
you know
some.
What?
You go get some milk?
Yeah. So on my way, I'm going to play one of the most beautiful things ever made on my way to go get that. I'll be right back.
Seven Chaos Pickles, evil forces are pursued.
Oh, I know who sings this.
A medallion and his friends, Max and Jim and Two. A dark and desperate creature in seclusion it resides. And the evil robot Metal Chew, who's collecting pickles and taking off. Ah!
You know the guy who sings Asper Chew?
Yeah, the guy who sings the Asper Chew song. I used to, like, record a bunch with him. And we did a couple of video game music covers a long time ago, but he's really good. He's really good. Like, he did the whole theme. He did all that shit. His name's Druox. Go check him out. He's awesome.
John,
there's a lot of cool music shit.
John, do you eat a lot of hot sauce and shit?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So you're conditioned to this?
Not normally. I'm trying not to drink this right now because I'm holding on. Because
I am super impressed with the lack of dying right now.
Thank you. I'm dying on the inside, but I'm trying right now.
Yeah, I'm really impressed by this. I'm like, you just eat jalapenos and stuff for like lunch? Like you're like throwing them in your throat?
No, just I mean, like I like spicy shit, but this hurts.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
This is no fucking joke. This is no joke.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to be the tough boy here, and I'm scared. Hypothesis: we get your last stream lab. Was that the $43 one, or was there a different one? Well, we'll check when Ben comes back. Yeah, very mildly to hot stuff as well. I'm surprised because I would die. I would be dead right now. But I got white boy fucking tendencies, you know? I can't help it.
Hero who's heroic, he's unrecognized. Brings all of the trolls attacking Rindle down to their demise. This gem would lead you to believe he is just a parody.
Have you drank anything yet, John?
No, not yet.
Yeah, he almost drank some, but I called him out for his lack of dying, and then he put the drink away. You were about ready to drink.
You can drink something.
Well, he can, but
okay,
that's fine. He's
I'm drinking. I'm drinking as soon as I eat this shit.
Let me actually just let me.
What are you doing? No.
Is he doing more?
He's doing more. You're sick. You're sick, John.
Is he gonna puke?
Oh, I think he's
is he gonna puke?
He's gonna puke.
Let me just get this on standby in case. I don't think I am, but
oh my god, bag? He's gonna puke.
Oh, John.
Oh god, I can't touch anything right now because I had a little on my hand.
Yep.
Fuck.
Don't rub your eyes.
Oh.
Don't accidentally PSP on stream with the camera on.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So I'm about to. Is he puking?
I don't know.
No, I'm not going to puke. I'm not puking. I've never puked because of hot sauce, by the way. So,
huh? This is the dad. Huh?
You going to get sick?
That's a possibility. Huh?
He's gonna puke.
Huh? Oh my god. He's gonna puke.
Oh man.
I love that laugh, though. That's a great laugh. Best. All right, I'm about to eat this shit, and I'm going to die. I'm very sorry if there's no post-show because of this.
That's true.
But I'm going to try to do...
How much is it?
It's not... It's like that much. Ooh.
Okay, so you have to think the dab that you took that was $3.3 million, concentrated dab, that's more sauce than the dab was, though, right? Like...
Well, so the sauce... It's more... You can see it's more chunky. It's, Ben. More of a chunky.
Ben. Immediately to the milk.
Yep. It has a good flavor to it, though, honestly.
Yeah, you did like it last time. Last time, that's why you did the shot, because it's actually got a good flavor.
It does.
And then you killed your stomach. We're obviously going to do the post-show unless Ben's stomach dies like the one night.
Of course we are.
Screw you, Billy, for not asking Ben. Oh, I didn't expect him to go right into the hot sauce. But yeah, Hypothesis wanted to make sure his donations came in, which you'll have to deal with now as you're dying from hot... I guess as you're drinking milk, having a milk party.
I'm sorry for sabotaging the moment, but oh, fuck.
There's no sabotage. You boys are doing the hot sauce. You're being very strong boys with your hot sauce.
Oh. Amazing.
Amazing! Is that Mountain Dew Code Blue? What is that?
Voltage.
Play my Hey
it's
Ben.
It's the only thing that's sitting on the desk out. Right now, so it's like, fuck it.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, wow. Oh, that doesn't help.
What happened?
Oh, I can't feel my tongue.
Oh.
Oh. Fuck.
Passionate Lobster makes a good point. I honestly don't understand why Ben doesn't lick the hot sauce off of Billy's asshole. I'll tell you why. Because that would burn my asshole. I wouldn't
this is
let
why
him...
I do it like every 10 subs. Fuck.
You're going to do that every 10 subs?
I have been doing it every 10 subs on my stream.
I'm crying. God.
Where's Ben's back rub as he's in pain? I didn't shock Ben. I did shock Joe, so I felt obligated to rub his back. Because I shocked him twice.
Wow. You okay, Ben?
Clever, he's not clever, he's original, we guarantee.
Aspirchu.
Aspirchu's original.
He wears the flowers of God Jesus.
Of God Jesus.
Aspirchu.
Conjoined twin God Jesus.
He's one
true hero
here to
you dying, Benjamin?
I'm crying.
Didn't you? Ben, did you see the thing I sent you before?
What?
Someone made an actual Chris Chan documentary, like, with him in person.
Yeah.
Was it the documentary?
There's an Indiegogo for it. Like, they went to go interview him, and, like, they interviewed Megan. They interviewed... a bunch of people in the sagas.
Wow. Was it not the same people that went into the ghost house with him?
No. Or maybe.
I don't know.
Are you dying, Ben?
But it's like
better read those Streamlabs while you're dying.
I already read them. I don't know if I can play that shit right now. I don't know if I can find it.
We got a few more Streamlabs.
I think I made it.
I'll see the other. A
couple more Streamlabs. We got to check for the Hypothesis Streamlabs.
There's three of them. They're all from Hypothesis.
What did they say?
Fuck you. I already said what they say.
I don't remember.
I think I made it. I think I'm all right.
Do you want to rub your eyes, Ben?
With tissues?
Well, no, he didn't touch his it didn't touch his hands, right?
Shit, you want to try and put the spoon in your eye?
Oh God!
Don't do it. Should I do it? Oh, you can't assault me with hot sauce. This castle doctrine doesn't work if you invited me in. Ben was saying how he would have killed Joe if he got naked in the studio today. He's like, I should have used castle doctrine on him
again.
I was like, you can't just kill somebody for getting naked. He's like, no, I could.
I was like, I don't remember you saying that.
You said.
Why does it like when you say about it? Why is your impression of him Alex Jones, by the way?
I know, right? I have like three impressions and I use them for different people. I just switched them out.
Oh, God.
The truth is, guys, Joe tried to rape me. Me too. Hashtag again? Me too, Joe.
There's a video out there of Joe trying to rape this old lady. It was on Battle Cam.
Well, that's not good.
Well, it was a bit, right? But she didn't know about it.
That sounds bad, Billy.
Fuck. It's okay. That lady's dead now.
Oh, God, you're so bad, dude.
It was Battle... Oh, have you seen the video from Alki David from Battle Cam? Someone linked it to me. It was like a Vice video, and the lady's interviewing him, and she's just like, what do you say about all these people who are accusing you of inappropriate conduct? He's like, oh, that happens all the time to anybody with money.
Wow. Fuck.
Damn, that hurt.
We made it.
My lips are on fire.
But we were, during the Battle Cam house, we were encouraged to fuck with people constantly. So Joe was fucking with this old lady. Billy, I'm dying. Make a wish. Should be in contact with you soon. My final wish is for you to marry Christian.
Yes.
Cancer child.
We're
going to pick out Bill Fridge's dress.
I'll tell you how I'm going to say no. I don't care if you have 84 different types of cancer and I was the one that gave it to you. I'm not marrying Christian. I don't care if you're the most cancer-infested little child ever. You have colon cancer, mouth cancer,
butt cancer.
Yeah, butt cancer. You got brain cancer. All the cancers put together. With all the cancers combined, I would not marry Christian.
No, fuck. Shit. I meant to go grab my drink.
You almost drank the... The last dab?
Dude, I'm a fucking idiot. Jesus Christ.
That would have been great.
Nasty, man.
Oh, God. Okay.
By these cancers combined.
My fucking mouth is burning so bad.
I feel it. Yeah.
But I am sorry that you're dying, and if you want to do any other sort of make-a-wish, like...
Marry Chris Chan!
Nope, not doing it.
Marry Chris Chan!
Nope. It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable at all.
Could you maybe, and maybe we could circumvent it with this, could you maybe convince Onision to do a skit in which you marry someone that is like Chris Chan,
nope.
But it's actually just Onision dressed up as Chris Chan?
Nope.
Okay. I tried, guys.
Just imagine this video was made to you, Billy.
Hi, Billy.
We're going to have a wonderful time together.
For you. Oh, we are going to have so much fun together when you and I are together.
My toes are curling right now. Fuck.
My mommy and I. My
mommy and I.
Meet you at the airport.
This never gets old.
My mommy and I will pick you up at the airport.
Mommy and I. You know, your choice. So take you to your hotel or bring you back to... my house.
Billy.
Bring you back to my house. Billy. My mommy and I.
Come pick you up at the airport, take you back to the hotel.
Take you to the hotel or my house.
I mean, you know, we'd be hanging around so much and sharing so many fondful memories. You know, I know a few good places in Charlottesville, you know. I'll take it there. We'll get some good things to eat.
Guys, some good things to eat.
I don't think I would eat at the same restaurant as Chris Chan. Like, I if I walked in and saw Chris Chan eating, I'd just walk out and go to, like, some...
I feel like you wouldn't even have to, like, see him. You would just smell him first. Like,
Like, my spidey sense would tingle right where my gooch was, where his ovarian cyst was, or where his testicular cyst that he said was his... ingrown pussy.
His vagina.
Yeah, his God-given vagina.
How much money to let Chris Chan bang you in the butt?
Me?
Yeah.
$100 million.
To completion. Like, he gets to come in your butt.
$100 million.
$100 million.
No, yeah. here's the
caveat.
Could
you be talked down to $50 million if they're like, all right, here's $50 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Billy, you know why I agree with you?
Yeah.
It would be one pump. That's it. That's
it's simple.
Like, Five seconds of unpleasantness, and then you get $100 million.
There's no way.
Sign me up.
There's no way his dong is big enough to get past my butt cheek defense, anyways. Right? Like, I'm so fat, I got them thick booty cheeks. Yeah, I got the fucking
it's
the
like
walls,
the Star
dude.
Wars defense.
Yeah.
I got the
moat.
That's so much fun. Well, have a good time together.
You know.
I know a place that serves some great smoothies.
I know a place that serves some great smoothies. Yeah.
He's always holding that fucking controller.
Good place. Serves good smoothies. And you know, we can enjoy a movie in the theater or at home or watch a television rerun. Family Guy.
Family Guy.
This
Family
is
guy.
Terrible.
Or Family I guy. Love Lucy, or I got some.
And then he's like, I Love Lucy or Gilligan's Island, like 50, 60-year-old TV shows.
I got the entire series of Gilligan's Island.
And then I've watched this many times. I'm sorry, guys, if you've
sex
seen
this time.
Lot, but this never. Yes. Then he totally
I
fucking.
I think Ben should marry fucking Chris Chan. Like, you're in love with him.
We can make some music together.
You are.
On
Guitar Hero.
You love him. On Guitar Hero.
You can sing. I got a microphone. I'm playing my drums.
Ben's in love with Chris Chan.
Yeah.
Here it is.
You know, I look forward to the eventuality of you and me having our sex time together.
And there it is. Fuck.
You and me having our sex time together.
Where would he have it? It doesn't look like there's any place to lay down in that fucking room.
Oh, they have a hotel, right? I hope the sex time would go down in the hotel and not in his
mommy's house next to his toy collection.
Yep, it would.
I'll do my best to pleasure you and keep you satisfied.
He was literally gonna say, "I'm gonna do you in so many positions." You know he was about to say that.
You know what would be amazing?
All five of them.
If before Chris Chan's dad died, if they would have videotaped him giving Chris Chan the sex talk, that would have been gold.
I know many good positions.
Because you know he had to have this sex talk with his dad. His dad
had to
tell him.
I know how to pleasure the vagina.
This is Ivy. Just for you. Just for you.
Oh, God. Ew.
I know a number of good positions and massages.
I hate you, Ben. Fuck.
I know a number of good...
I like later on, he's like, we can
read
walk
the
about
Kramer
the
suture.
Mall.
Just walk about the mall.
All right, we're going to the post show. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks
oh,
for
God.
Helping us out. We're going to the post show. Once again, another preview of what to expect.
What to expect
from the post show.
I'm so excited. Situation. I'm fucking
Take
so excited.
Beautiful asshole.
Beautiful asshole.
The individual Brett Keane segment situation.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.